much about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
Why can't I remember? I wrote this stuff. Why can't I remember it?
Man, why don't I say it right?
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G.
Victor Fuentes! 1612-1, hello. I'm 19, homeboy, and I ain't no chick. It's Victor Fuentes, outside my window. It's Victor Fuentes, behind the trees. I really must admit, but this song has too much information and s***. And it's Victor Fuentes, outside my window, bean.
1612-1, hello. Hello, in a male mother. Too much information and.
Hell no.
And now.
What did you do?
I will have sex with your. Our feature presentation.
I love Victor Fuentes so
He's
much.
He's the best.
I miss him.
I miss him too. I wish he had. I wish he put as many tapes out as Mel Gibson did.
Yeah, no kidding.
It'd be awesome if we had a new Victor Fuentes tape like every few days, wouldn't it?
Do you have something to do or can I play a little bit of it?
I do have something to do.
Right.
For starters, I want to invite you to give us a call for Kevin Amin's What to Do Nephew, the Tuesday edition, 1-800-520-1067. We have a couple of lines open for you if you want to get on the air and get a prize. We're probably not going to have time elsewhere in the program today to talk about the best story yesterday. Lisa, I'm sure you saw it. Kevin, you're about to be introduced to Stephen Slater.
Yes!
Stephen Slater.
Just a flight attendant?
JetBlue flight attendant. He's the best. The best.
You know, he's a hero now.
He's a hero.
Have you heard all the flight attendants that are like, go, go.
And passengers, too. I mean, it's unbelievable. This guy has turned into a folk hero overnight. It's crazy. And he'll probably get fired. I bet he won't end up.
I thought he quit.
Oh, did he quit?
But I just don't want him to get, you know, put in jail or something.
Here's the story if you haven't heard about it. And look, there are lots of jobs, and we talk about them on the show from time to time, where you deal with the public. You gotta have so much patience, and you have to, especially in a job like his, where people are so often not with the program in terms of being efficient and following the rules.
Right.
He has to spend all day, every day, trying to corral and control 300 people, right?
Yeah, and that's why you and I couldn't have that job.
No. We'd be terrible at this job. So he's landing at Kennedy Airport, and as is the case on all flights, please stay seated with your seatbelt on until the passenger, until the pilot has turned off the light, right? When it's safe to get up and move around the cabin. Well, this lady decided she wanted to jump up, especially being in New York. She wanted to jump up. She wanted to start bringing her luggage down. So she stands up while the plane is still taxiing and starts bringing her luggage down. The flight attendant says, "Ma'am, you need to sit back down." And she says, "No." Continues to pull the luggage out. He's walking over toward her. He gets hit in the head with her luggage as she's pulling it down.
Oh.
A shouting match happens. She basically says, "Go F yourself." He not only schools her to her face, he goes back to the cabin, by the cockpit, and gets on the microphone of the plane and starts, "Go F yourself," to her and to everybody else on the plane.
All right.
Starts just ranting and raving to the people on the plane.
I love it.
Which is so awesome.
Do they have tape of it?
Oh, I wonder. I wonder if they tape the in-flight announcements. Of course,
you
they tape
all
what comes
sucked.
Out of the cockpit, but yeah. So then it gets better. Then after he curses out everyone on the plane, especially the woman who mouthed off to him, then he grabs some beers from the galley, pulls the emergency chute, and then slides down off the plane on the emergency chute. It says, "I'm out of here. I quit." There goes 28 years. And goes into the airport. Of course, they have to lock down the airport while they look for him because now they feel there's some security breach, even though he obviously is an airline employee. And he leaves the airport and drives home.
Love it.
The police show up at his house a half an hour later and say, "What up?" He's at home having sex with his partner.
Love
the time
it.
At the time that they come and arrest him.
That's great. But what did they arrest him for?
And which had to be the angriest sex in the world, I would imagine,
yeah.
Right?
I heard a neighbor saying there was a helicopter overhead and like SWAT came in or something.
Yeah. What were the charges?
Well, they charged him with second and fourth degree criminal mischief, first and second degree reckless endangerment, and criminal trespassing.
That's all such BS.
It really is.
And that's why I don't think anything will come of any of that. I think he'll probably just lose his job. He does face up to 7 years in prison if convicted.
Oh, there's also first degree. He shouldn't have done that. They should charge him with that as well.
I mean, as JetBlue pointed out, this, you know, there wasn't a safety issue for the crew or for the passengers. It's not like he sprung the door mid-flight.
No.
You guys have to agree with me that it is shocking this doesn't happen more often. Way more often.
How do you not snap?
His mother is dying of cancer. She lives here in California, and they think he just snapped.
He's having a bad day.
It was too much. He should just punch that lady.
Look, I get enormously frustrated with the passengers when I'm a passenger. I can't even imagine if I were a flight attendant and I had to do that all day, every day.
Oh, I would love it so much if he was a flight attendant.
They're putting up YouTube videos.
No!
Some of the flight attendants. And I heard one. This woman's like, look, when I turn you to turn off your cell phone, I'm not telling you to turn it upside down or put it on flight mode. Turn the damn thing off!
You mean that they videotape them in the plane? Oh, awesome.
No. This is what they're putting up on YouTube, flight attendants. It's like this has opened the floodgates for them to tell passengers what it's really like to be a flight attendant.
Well, this guy...
I don't blame this dude.
I'm sure he would tell you that he regrets it and it reacted badly and shouldn't have done it. But I bet it felt really good.
That's awesome. He's my hero.
There goes 28 years down the drain.
Yeah, the only thing they really can arrest him for is popping open the chute, right? I mean, everything else you can't really.
And like, what would be the charge of that? I mean,
I don't know exactly.
It would violate the company policy to do that in a non-emergency situation, but not a law.
It would be premature popping of the chute.
There's an FAA rule, I think.
Yeah. The truth be told is that this lady had it coming, and I would imagine most passengers appreciate someone every once in a while doing this because the lion's share of passengers don't like ladies like this and their ilk who use their cell phones and hit you in the head with their luggage and don't listen to the rules.
Right.
So, I mean, it's really who benefits from this the most, and it's
the passengers.
Good passengers.
Yeah.
Anyway. Good times. Good luck to you, Steve Slater. 1-800-520-1067. Pick up the phone right now. Give us a call for Kevin Means What to Do Nephew. Hit it, Steve.
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or a 1. What it do? What it do? What it do? What it do, nephew? So,
what it do? What it do, nephew?
That's a Kevin Means t-shirt.
Hey, these are pretty cool. I actually saw one yesterday. I was like,
you saw the new one? The new Kevin Means t-shirt?
What
do they look
like? That's a Kevin Means t-shirt. Huh. I haven't seen one of those in 10 years. We've been giving them away.
I'm shocked.
What do they look like?
Other shirts. And then they have Kevin and Bean on them.
Wow, that is exciting.
I know they made some up for Dodger Night the other night.
We have some of those left over.
That was a one-time deal. Yeah, but we actually have regular ones, too?
We have some of those left over, and I love those. And then we have some other ones, too, yeah.
Wow.
How crazy is this?
I haven't seen one in 10 years, either. Let's start with Eric.
Yeah, Eric.
Eric on line Hello? One. Hey, Eric, what's going on, man?
Oh, not much. In fact, I was calling to talk about Psycho Mike's tattoo.
Oh.
All right.
Whatever the fans of K-Rock decide for Psycho Mike, I will get the exact same tattoo on my body.
You'll get the same one.
How about that?
The same one. Wherever he puts it.
Now, for folks who weren't listening to us yesterday, Psycho Mike loves comedy tattoos, and if somebody else is willing to pay for it, and Kevin and I are... He's willing to get almost anything on his body. So we did a round of phone calls with people with great suggestions. What was your favorite one yesterday, Mike? We haven't decided yet which it's going to be. Which one do you like the
best? I think the one that we all decided on was the swastika on the forehead.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, so no worries, Eric.
One. There was that one, and I think I'm going to roll with that. So, Eric, you can meet me at the tattoo parlor and get that chalky, thick swastika right on your dome.
Well, I was thinking the human centipede.
Yeah, I know you were thinking, but you said you'd get what Mike gets.
Look, the listener spoke.
I'll get what Mike gets.
All right.
Truth be told, I think we had narrowed it down to the camel on the toe.
Yep.
And then the lawnmower and the pubic patch. And another listener sent me a bunch of screen caps of other people who already have the lawnmower.
How's it look?
Type tattoo. Oh, so, yeah, it's not really original.
I think I almost like the camel on the toe.
So funny.
It's funny, and it's also really super just simple. And
yeah. And
you don't have to explain it. Someone will say, what is it? Oh.
And I'm going with, if I have my say in it, it would be like the silhouette of, like almost like the Joe Camel silhouette.
above each toe, and like with each toe, it gets smaller.
Yeah, I like that.
All right, I like that. But it's pretty hard to pass on the human centipede as well.
That's a good one. I think that comes no matter what. That comes along no matter what. Yeah.
All right.
Thanks for the call, Eric. We'll let you know. Speaking of Eric, by the way, we got a tattoo request from Jeff in Long Beach, California yesterday, who said, Mike should get a portrait of Eric Estrada anywhere on his body. And the caption says, yeah, Eric. Which I think could be very funny as well. All right. Let's try, speaking of tattoos, let's try Paul Lee.
Hi!
Who is a phenomenal artist, comic books and other things. And he is the one who designed the Ralph Garman tattoo that we got recently, and a bunch of other tattoos. I think he's 3 for 3 on getting his tattoos made on the Kevin and Bean Show so far. Hey, Paul, what's going on?
Hey.
Hi, Paul.
I just got an email this morning, and I just wanted to call my favorite morning radio show and share it. I'm going to Denmark.
Denmark?
Yes.
For
job interview at Lego.
What?
No kidding.
For a job interview at Lego?
What would they want you to do?
Product designer. It's like a dream job, and I had the application out for a month, and I've been waiting, and I'm going to Denmark.
You're going to Denmark to see if you can design. That's bizarre.
Paul, you say that. You sound like a man who's never been out of the country with the glee and excitement in your voice. Is that true?
Well, no, I've been out of the country.
Okay.
Aren't you on the no-fly list?
Yeah, I'm on the no-fly list. It'll take a little longer.
All right, so
just to leave a week earlier.
Leave an extra couple of days at each end.
Yeah.
So tell me about that. They have people whose job it is at Lego is to think of new things that you can make with Legos?
Exactly.
So you'll
all the product. Yeah.
Now you're going there to interview. Are you going to stay there and work, or can you work back here?
We'll see. We'll cross that bridge when it comes to it. I'm just glad they like me enough. They want to fly me out there.
Sure.
Now, is this something you would be using your drawing skills for, or no? You're putting that on the back burner.
No, exactly. They need it. It's in the job description. They want artists.
Oh, all right. Very cool.
Well, you are that.
Yeah.
Okay. By the way, I think I saw this in Hostel 3, not to put a damper on you, but good luck with that.
Let us know how it goes.
Thanks for the beauty of the internet. You can still stay in touch with the show if you go, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That's very cool.
I'll do tattoos for you, too.
Fantastic.
Appreciate that.
And do let us know how it goes.
Thanks, man.
Thank you very much.
Okay, good luck.
How about that?
Very exciting.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
A wonderful show that entertains with pleasant music and announcements of great interest.
I'm not positive why Bean loves death, but he does.
Yeah.
He loves human death. He has a picture of the rat that brought the plague to Europe
on his
wall.
Yeah, in his house.
And looks at that and goes, yeah.
Yeah, it's so gross.
A lot of people died. We also have smokeout tickets for you today.
All right.
We have a game. We have highlights of a TV show called My Child is a Monkey.
Uh-oh.
And this is National Geographic, and they are kids. Well, they're not kids. They're monkey. Well, what they call them is monk kids.
Oh, really?
Yes, they do. They call them monk kids.
This can't go well, right?
For any of them. They are all idiots, and they should all die.
Oh, God.
And if the plan that this ridiculously stupid woman comes up with at the end of the show actually happens, they will all die, and we'll all be fine. So don't worry about that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You found out you had a relative in porn. That's pretty good, right? Lawrence Fishburne is the most recent story. His daughter. Apparently, he's not over the moon. He's not thrilled.
Really? It's shocking. Isn't she using that as a springboard into regular acting?
He's not throwing her a party or anything. That seems to be going poorly. Mark Burnett came up with a new show called Talent Behind Bars.
Yes, yes, yes.
Which sounds awesome. It's kind of like a mixture of American Idol and America's Got Talent, but with the people in jail.
Like, what can you carve out of your toothbrush? That kind of thing?
Out of your tooth, maybe. Who knows? That's the beauty of it. Madden 2011 comes out. We'll give you an update on that. And other fun stuff. There's a new app that Gene Simmons has from Kiss. Hard to believe. A new product that he's pushing.
Never ends with that guy.
Kiss doesn't usually merchandise that much. I'm surprised to hear that.
Yeah, this is really crazy. So we got all that coming up this morning.
They used to keep it pure and simple. It's all about the music with Kiss.
We will take a quick break and come back with the showbiz.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on a Tuesday. Hey, Ralph Garman, how was your bachelor pad last night? You check it out?
The wife was watching. I was walking in and out of the room, so I didn't see much of it. But they sure do hump. A lot of humping. A lot of people humping. And a lot of lubed up twister.
A lot of
that's not a euphemism. A lot of
I didn't see
chicks.
I didn't see it. Jimmy Kimmel described it as everybody lives in a house together, gives each other chlamydia, and then someone wins. I guess that's how the game works.
That's what I was seeing last night. I was seeing the distribution of the chlamydia, mostly.
Mike is watching it now, too, apparently.
What?
It's pretty entertaining in a completely stupid game show kind of way.
I'd never watched a season of Bachelor or Bachelorette, but having seen this last round where they, I mean, just gold of them yelling at each other.
It's like Jersey Shore with smarter people, basically. It's just another step up from Jersey Shore in terms of drama. And,
just barely.
Yeah. Without the accents and with better looking people. So
usually the Bachelor and Bachelorette contestants are fairly articulate people, right, with jobs and stuff like that.
Yeah, they got a lot going on, so. Well, like, but the drama level is the same.
Trust me,
there's drama. Some crazy broads in this house.
Love it.
One was booted out, and she was, they said, you know, they give the roses out. That's the famous thing on The Bachelor and Bachelorette. Okay. You get a rose, that's how you stick around. And so in order to stick around in this house, the girls had to give roses to the guys, and the guys give roses to the girls. And one of the guys who voted this crazy broad off said, yeah, I really couldn't see how you can pin a rose on a straitjacket. That's what their opinion was of her. So, yeah. Entertaining stuff. A lot of... Did I mention girls in bikinis playing Twister?
You did.
Yeah. I caught that part.
And you mentioned the word lube as well.
Yeah. I always mention the word lube.
Well, I'm saying with Twister.
Congratulations to Jonathan Scheck, actor from Prom Night and That Thing You Do. He was previously married to Christina Applegate.
Mm-hmm.
And he married One Tree Hill star Jana Kramer. On July 4th, congratulations to those two guys. They have officially ended their marriage. Maybe a record for the year. Maybe the quickest one this year. So
really?
Congratulations. July 4th, and this is August 10th.
Yeah.
Strong. Good times.
So at least half of that had to be bad times. Right?
How do you manage that? How did it go so south so quick?
I don't know.
The first month of a marriage, aren't you just on autopilot? Isn't it just... opening up the gifts from the wedding still and sending thank you cards and champagne and caviar?
Maybe that's it.
You didn't send the thank you cards yet. I'm out. E! News says Jan and Jonathan have agreed to dissolve their marriage. That's a sweet way of putting it. Jan is humbled by the outpouring of support from her fans, friends, and family, and appreciates the respect of her privacy. Well, don't thank me too soon, Jana, because I don't know if I'm going to respect your privacy. Hayden Christensen and Rachel Bilson apparently have also split up. They were engaged. People magazine confirms that the two decided to end their engagement, saying that things just weren't working out.
Really?
I thought things would have been going well when you end an engagement.
Choose how it works.
I don't know that Hayden Christensen could even play a convincing boyfriend.
Yeah,
well, so bad an actor.
Rachel Bilson is just as good as he is, so that was quite the theatrical duo right there. In better relationship news, Mel Gibson and Oksana Grigorieva, their case is being taken to, well, it'll be decided whether their case is taken to prosecutors within the next 2 weeks, says the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department. They're going to figure out whether to file charges on the domestic violence case against Mel. So we're going to have to wait and see in the next 2 weeks. We should have an idea whether this will go to trial or not. The assault case is apparently complicated by the fact that Mel's camp is claiming Oksana was trying to extort money from him with those tapes and everything else. So it may have muddied the legal waters, but we'll have to wait and see what happens. But I think those kids can still work it out.
Sure.
I think there's still hope for them. Not like Jonathan Scheck and Jana Kramer. Those twos are effed up.
I have to tell you, as shocking as it was to us to hear those Mel Gibson tapes, when we heard from TMZ yesterday about that sound engineer who said that he talked to her like that all the time over a period of 10 months, it sounds like that was a relationship that she was willing to be in.
Well,
that's the frustration of the creative atmosphere of making an album. I mean, Mel Gibson is a musical genius, and you have to recognize when he's writing music and he's trying to put together the best album he can, tempers will flare. You can't use that as a barometer about what the relationship was like.
Sure,
you
true.
Know, remember when he did Sgt. Pepper? How furious he got during
that?
That's
right,
Portia de Rossi has filed a request with the L.A. County Superior Court to legally change her name to Portia Lee James DeGeneres.
All right.
Isn't that cute?
That's fine
with me.
She and Ellen, of course, tied the knot in August of 2008, back when same-sex marriages were legal in the state of California. And then they weren't again, and now they may be. Who knows?
So they have a small window that they can
surrender. I'll change my name now. sorry, it's over again.
God, she's hot. Playboy hot.
And we didn't talk about this. I thought maybe we mentioned it with money yesterday, but I realized we hadn't. But did you see President Obama's birthday basketball game over the weekend?
No. I heard about it.
Decided to throw himself a little pickup basketball game to celebrate his birthday. Guy loves to play ball.
Right.
And so it was his birthday over the weekend, and his wife and kids were in France or something. They were out at the country. Okay. So they had nothing to do, so he called up some buddies to come over and play some basketball.
And who were those buddies?
Oh, you know, the usual guys. Carmelo Anthony, Grant Hill, LeBron James, Alonzo Mourning, Dwayne Wade, Magic Johnson. I think Kobe was in the mix.
Wouldn't you do that if you were in the White House,
Absolutely.
Though?
Absolutely.
That would be great.
That's why it's good to be the president.
Wow.
So they got together at one of these, Fort McNair is where they played the game, and they got together and had a good time. Great. Then they had a barbecue on the South Lawn at the White House.
How awesome.
Hanging out with his buddies.
Did they have to let him win?
Did they do that? What do you think? Did those guys want to be audited? No, thank you.
Or drafted?
He's got a red light. Drafted? He's going to bring back the draft. Just for
exactly.
The depends how bad they beat him.
You beat him in basketball, he brings back the draft. Only for NBA stars.
And more government showbiz news. A lot of people are a little cranky about the fact that while California was slowly sinking into the financial ocean, Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger was busy making a movie with his buddy Sylvester Stallone. You know, he's in The Expendables.
I know. I can't wait for that movie.
I can't either. But people were saying, hey, Gov, weren't there some things you could have been taken care of rather than, you know, making movies with Bruce Willis and Arnold Schwarzenegger?
There's some kind of state business needs to be done?
Well, it turns out he didn't screw us over too bad in terms of the use of his time. Sylvester Stallone tells the story that they snuck into a church to shoot Arnold's scenes at 4 a.m. in the morning.
Okay.
Bruce Willis agreed to show up then, too. They wanted to avoid any sort of press or, you know, obviously Arnold's schedule is busy. And they were done by 7.
And then he went to work?
And then he went to work. So he did it apparently on his own time. So
how about that?
Can't all be right. Too cranky.
Then what did he accomplish at work? That sure doesn't seem like much.
He's sleeping at the desk. I'm shooting a movie. I'm so tired.
If there were results, that story would be a lot better.
I wonder if he'll go back to acting full time once he gets out of the out of Sacramento.
Oh, absolutely.
You kidding?
I don't think he needs the money, but I think he needs the attention.
The love,
yeah.
Too.
Yeah. Today's celebrity birthday is Rosanna Arquette is 51 years old today. Antonio Banderas. Use Nasonex. He's good for your nose. He's 50 years old today. Angie Harmon.
Yeah.
He's got a new TV series on television, which is a good place for a TV series.
Sure.
I find.
The best place.
She's 38 years old today. Ryan Eggold from 90210 is 26 years old today. And Michael Bivins, the Biv of Belle Biv DeVoe.
Yeah.
Also a new addition. He is 42 years old today. I remember seeing Michael Bivins' autographed Jamba Juice cup up on the Wall of Fame. Right
Come
next
on.
To our own Kevin Ryders had an autographed Jamba Juice cup up on that same wall up there on Tarzan on the Ventura Boulevard. Look, I'm telling you, I saw what I saw. There was Belle, there was Biv, there was DeVoe, and then there was Ryder. That's how it went. That's an
I was a pretty big star.
I was a part of the group for the while.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, I remember.
Two of them.
You were just duh. It was Belle Biv DeVoe and duh. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Here's the thing about Gene Simmons. There's never a time where he's not in the news for something. It's unbelievable how busy this guy is. You watch his Family Jewels show. I think it's on A&E.
Yes.
The Gene Simmons.
That's a great show.
Such an entertaining show. He's always touring around the world with Kiss. He's always involved in so many things, and there's so many new products coming out with Kiss all the time.
But when you stop and think about all of the bands that are out there and all of the front men.
Yeah.
And he's not even a front man, is he? He's a bass player.
Right.
Yeah, but he sings lead on some songs, too.
But how many are there that are out there just promoting and coming up with new products?
I mean, nobody.
He really is the only
one. He's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Look, he can be annoying and cheesy. You have to give him all the credit in the world for his business sense, though.
Of course.
It's unbelievable how successful that band has been and the merchandising has been. They have two new stories in the news just this past week. We wanted to catch up with the great Gene Simmons from the band Kiss. He's on the phone with us now on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Gene, how are you?
Kevin, Bean, hello, how are you?
Very well, thank
you're both
you.
Both very handsome and powerful men, but first off, let's get to right what's important. Lisa May?
Yes.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
It's been a long time.
Yes, it has.
Now, Gene, there are a couple stories we wanted to talk to you about. One is that it says in Billboard that your next tour is going to be for children.
That's right.
For kids.
That's right. Look at it from Gene Simmons' perspective.
Okay.
Okay.
If we were talking to him, he could tell us about it.
My very good friend, Whitney Houston, once let me know that children are our future.
Right.
Treat them well and let them lead the way.
Right.
And
right.
For every young girl,
oh.
There's a good chance that a majority of them will grow up to be attractive and have big breasts.
I see.
I have to get on their good side now.
And then by the time they're 19, 20...
There's a good amount of them that might be rich and become consumers. So okay. I have to get to them very, very early and ingratiate them at a young age.
Pretty smart.
Thank you. What you're doing is you're giving away free tickets for the kids if people buy adults buy tickets to your tour, so you get young people in to learn all about Kiss
early.
Right.
And then young suburbanite Sally Rottencrotch is 8 years old, and she remembers when she's 18 that Gene Simmons man gave her free tickets to a show and rocked her world.
What
and
was her name?
Sally Rottencrotch.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
There's no real Sally Rottencrotch. That's just an example of the kind of name of somebody out there, right?
Oh, you're so smart, Pete.
All right, and of course you're developing an animated television series also, another way to appeal to the young consumer, I guess.
Correct.
Now, what's this thing about apps? A new Kiss app.
Well, I mean, it's no secret to you. You guys work in media. The app for the smartphone is the wave of the future, and the Kiss Gene Simmons app will have everything you'd expect of it. Access to thousands of unreleased and rare Kiss songs you could stream right there. Updates on different products that Kiss will have. For the ladies' version, it will vibrate in certain ways.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Hmm. And then for the men's version, it will actually verify the IDs of all 50 states to let you know if a girl is over 18.
That sounds like an extremely useful app.
Like a barcode scanner, and it lets you know if she has a fake ID or if she is, in fact, of age.
That's very helpful.
Yes, I am going to buy this app. How much is this going to cost me?
It's $9.99, but for you, if you're a member of the Kiss Army, it's $6.99. You can go to www.kissarmy.com, and you can register right now.
Who's going to need this app less than Bean?
That's just one product that we have coming up the pipe right now. We have tons of great stuff that we've been working on. As always, I'm constantly thinking. You can always go to our official websites and buy the cooler, the Kiss beer stein, the Kiss tablecloth, the Kiss China set.
Sure.
I realized that my friend Jack Delane showed me that the key to staying young is juicing. So we now have the Kiss Juicer.
Kiss Juicer?
That's right. It's a top-notch juicer.
Okay.
High horsepower. It's capable of extruding all the juice from any fruit or root out there, at least from May. Funny, I was just thinking about extruding juice from a root.
Right.
And I've got a root right here.
We understand.
Oh, my God.
We got it.
Oh, beautiful. Speaking of Lisa May, we have beautiful, beautiful, beautiful luggage and handbags that we're making. Yes, the top-notch Argentinian leather. And I'm right now opening up my Kiss wallet. It's a beautiful wallet. Speaking of wallets, Lisa May.
Yes.
I think you have a flesh wallet.
Wow, come on, Gene.
I did not see that
really?
Coming.
That was pretty strong.
Yeah, wow.
The flesh wallet? Come on.
I thought you were going to pay me.
I'm going to go with not as strong.
What? Well, how dare you? What about the Kiss salad spinner?
Kiss salad spinner.
Yes, everybody knows. Everybody would like to eat salad with a breakfast, lunch, or dinner to stay healthy, but it's so cumbersome. It's so annoying to try to get all your stuff together in one bowl and then try to get the dressing evenly distributed. Uh-huh. So we've made the Kiss salad spinner. It's constructed right here in the U.S. of A. of the finest parts available.
I think we understand, yes.
Lisa May?
Yep.
Yes.
I think you've got a salad I'd like to toss.
Okay. All right, listen, Gene. We got to go. But thank you.
No, Bean, you'll be very excited to hear about this next product.
All right, well,
we're working with 7-Eleven to work on the Kiss, the official Kiss Slurpee Cup and Slurpee Straw.
Okay.
Oh, that sounds fantastic.
Right.
Tell me more.
All over the United States in 7-Elevens available for you to put your Slurpee in. It'll have a different Kiss character on it. And our patent-pending reverse osmosis system that goes on in the straw allows you to slurp away as fast as you want without getting a brain freeze. It actually warms it up that quickly that you can enjoy the Slurpee at any rate, and it won't give you the brain freeze. Lisa May, speaking of sucking as fast as you want.
Wow!
Swing and a miss?
I'd say swing and a miss.
No, blow me.
Last week, we talked to a woman who claimed to be a monkey whisperer.
Yes.
And she was promoting a show called My Kid is a Monkey. Well, I watched that show, My Child is a Monkey, on Discovery Channel. I'm sorry, on National Geographic.
Mm-hmm.
And these people, I hate them all. They are bad.
It's interesting. I didn't see the show because it seemed too sad for me.
It is.
And I love animals too much. But you seriously considered getting a monkey. You're one of the people who could have ended up being a monkey people, except you did the research and realized bad idea to own a monkey.
And by the way, it doesn't take much research. You ask any person, is a monkey a good pet to have? No. You know why? Because they're like babies their entire lives. You have to have diapers. They don't grow out of the 8-month-old baby in the human stage ever in their whole lives.
And they live 30, 40 years.
And they're wild.
Yeah.
So you go, okay, add all that together, and then you got a bad recipe.
You can't even potty train them, right?
No.
Like a dog.
No, no, no. They have,
diapers
you have to put
forever.
Diapers. You have to put them in diapers
oh
all
God.
The time.
That's crazy. They're so smart. I wonder why they can't be, they should be able to be
they
toilet
don't
trained.
Want to.
Okay.
Nope, I'm not going. I'm going to wait till you take it off. So this is the opening where the woman explains to us what a big problem this is.
Americans across the country own a total of nearly 15,000 primates. And many are more than just pets. They're munkids.
No, it's not my pets. My companion for life.
All right, now, they're munkids, first of all.
Boo.
Not monkeys, but kids, so yeah. Munkids. And the woman that said, that's not my pet, that's my partner for life, was the woman we talked to last week.
Oh, no. She's
I wish
supposed
I would
to be
have
the
known
voice
that.
Of reason.
Right?
Yeah.
She said, oh, no, it's not a good idea to have a monkey for a pet. We didn't know at the time. She crazy as everybody else.
Oh, no.
Yep. So then there's this old fat woman, and she has two monkeys, and she's really not interested in being known for anything else.
I'm a monkey mom. That's my identity. I don't have an identity. I'm just a monkey mom. They're like little hairy people.
Have those. They're Armenians. Don't
yeah.
need more. No, that's just a joke. It's just a poor taste joke. All right. So there's this dude named Sean, and he gets this monkey. Now, this monkey has had four different owners, and it's a biter. And they put an ad in like Craigslist or something, and they said, this monkey is for sale, but it's going to be a horrible pet. So they're bringing that up, and then they interview Sean, the guy they get.
Shalad is an 8-year-old capuchin monkey. He's had four previous owners. He's a biter and a challenge for Sean.
The ad that we responded to said breeder monkey, not for a good pet.
All right, so that's the ad, not for a good pet. Don't get okay. this monkey for a pet.
Well, it's right there in print.
So Sean got it for a pet. Why?
I figured... we can change him. Nothing is mean forever.
Hear that noise right there? That's
yeah.
the monkey jumping up on the cage behind him, trying desperately to reach through and rip his throat out.
Oh, my God.
Nothing can be mean forever. Yeah, you know what? Wild animals can be mean forever, you dumbass. So then, here's the part where they talk about diapers, Lisa, and the monkeys just need to get used to it.
He needs to get used to diapers. His butt has to callus.
No, it doesn't.
No.
Nope, your butt doesn't have to callus. If you're a monkey, you can just throw it, let
oh,
it go.
Dear God.
Really, you don't have to have your butt callus. That's bad.
Was this one of those kinds of shows, because it seems like it would be, that would be very difficult to get through because
yes.
you just want to keep turning it off and,
yes.
And doing anything else to get your mind off of these monkey people?
And you know me, like I'm not an over-the-top monkey rights advocate. Like, cats to me are the devil with hair. You know
you're
what I mean?
Not me.
I'm not you, but this is sad.
Because I'd be weeping.
Yes, I brought in only the funnier parts. There were sad parts where I was just going, oh, my God, I want to kill these people. They should all die.
And why can't – I mean, look, I'm not trying to get the government in everybody's house, but it seems like the government should take these monkeys away.
They're making laws, and that we'll get to that at the end.
Thank
okay.
God.
Yeah. I want you to listen to the sound effect of this monkey. This is a woman, and because you can't understand it, but she's saying settle, settle, like settle down.
Mm-hmm.
But you tell me if this is a monkey or an alien.
Settle. Settle. Settle.
Right?
Whoa. I saw District 9. That's
yes.
exactly what's going on.
That's what's happening.
Yeah.
So,
that's a brawn.
So they take one of the monkeys to a vet, and the vet says the monkey has diabetes. You're not watching its sugar. It has diabetes. It will kill it. And this is the conversation that goes on. You have to change the diet or kill your monkey.
It's either that or you're going to lose your monkey eventually because it's going to kill her. The diabetes will kill her.
Okay, now at most point, people would go, all right, full-scale change.
Yeah.
For supper.
Absolutely.
Tonight they're going to have carbs because we're having spaghetti.
Okay. I would not give her pasta tonight.
Okay, now, not to put too fine a point on it, but this woman is going to give her pasta, and she shouldn't. And so now the vet continues.
I really would fill her up on anything you want, but not pasta.
I can give her salad.
There we go.
There we go. She went home and gave her spaghetti.
Oh, no.
Dear God.
That's abuse.
Yep. It is. She's a spaghetti girl, is what she said. So then Dr. Parrott, which is this vet, needs to listen to a crazy wild monkey named Cleo, oddly enough. And Cleo does not want to have any part of it.
Dr. Parrott needs to listen to Cleo's heartbeat, but Cleo gets alarmed.
That seems bad, right? That noise?
Yeah.
Anything that makes that noise is bad.
why are so many small, hairy people named Cleo?
I don't know. That's a good question. But then I thought, I've heard that noise somewhere before, and then it occurred to me, a light bulb over my head, maybe Mel Gibson is a monkey. Remember his call with the...
See what I'm saying?
Maybe he's a monkey. We've all been trying to figure out, what's that breathing? What's he doing?
You can't civilize him.
He's a monkey. He's wild. He'll never be civilized. So then they start talking about, and this is the end, how they're changing the laws state by state. They're outlawing having monkeys as pets because it's such a terrible idea. So this woman, this is the one who was the monkey mom and didn't want any other identity. She comes up with, I think, the best idea ever.
The monkey chat line that I'm on.
Which, by the way,
yeah,
oh,
we gotta get on the monkey chat.
Which, by the way, I've got to find the monkey chat line. I really do, because that would be just too much fun.
The monkey chat line that I'm on, we talk about buying an island. And just everybody who wants to just come and live on the island with their monkeys.
That is the greatest idea ever, because monkeys and people and island equals monkeys and island.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
It would take care of every problem we have. All these people would die and it would be great.
Done and done.
So one more time, Mel. Monkey. Mel. I don't know. I'm saying he's not trainable.
I agree.
Send him to the Cairo Q, and it is 20 minutes till 7 o'clock.
Ah, or is it?
Hey, Keanu Reeves.
Ah, yes, I am here.
Keanu Reeves, I don't understand why you're here. We have something scheduled already. We're giving away tickets for the Smokeout coming up with Cypress Hill and Incubus, MGMT, Atmosphere, so much more. That's coming up at the NOS Event Center on October 16th. Did you want to go, or why are you?
Ah, yes.
You want to go?
I'm also here because I was asked to be here to host your hilarious new game.
Oh, you're going to host the game. Oh, fantastic.
Or am I?
Well, I don't know. You just told us you were, are
yes,
you?
Yes, yes, I are. Am. Okay. Yes.
All right.
Okay, well, let's, I don't see the tie-in, but let's...
Because I like to smoke a lot of dope.
Oh, I didn't realize that about you. That's why your acting is so bad, perhaps, because you're baked.
Oh, is it? Did you see Little Buddha?
I did see it, but I didn't think you were going to. All right, let's give it a try. 1-800-520-1067 if you want to be a contestant for Famous Smokes.
A famous smoke in the morning. A famous smoke at night.
Famous smoke.
If you guess the famous smoke, it's going to feel all right.
Famous smoke.
Are you kidding?
Excellent.
He said, all right.
That's excellent.
I love that.
Keanu, tell us how the game is...
How much dope does that fellow smoke?
That's a great question, all of it. Tell us how the game is played, please, then we'll go to the phones.
I will ask you a trivia question, and all of the answers have smoke in the answer or involve the word smoke. If you answer the question correctly, you will be entered into a drawing. One person will be drawn from that list of names.
Okay.
And that person will win a pair of tickets for the Smokeout.
You might need to speed it up a little.
Or do I?
Well, I'm just saying we have a lot of contestants to get through.
Oh, I
see. All right. We'll take him in order, starting with Gilbert on line one, our first contestant for Famous Smokes. Hi, Gilbert. Welcome to the show. You're on with Keanu Reeves. Listen up.
Yeah, what's going on?
Gilbert, this 1977 smash hit movie featured Burt Reynolds running from the law in a bitchin' Pontiac Trans Am.
The name of that movie involves the words
Smokey and the Bandit?
Smoke.
Yes! Yes!
Yes.
How does he do it?
Ding. Yeah, ding.
Gilbert, we hit the ding already. You're in the drawing. Gilbert, by the way, sounds like a perfect candidate for Smokeout.
Or did you?
Yeah. All right, let's go to Brian. Hi, Brian.
Hey, how's it going, Kevin?
Good. Brian, this next question has an audio clue, so wait for it, okay?
Oh, boy.
This character from TV's Lost was later revealed to be the Man in Black.
That is a hell of an audio clue.
Yeah, it is.
Brian? I never watched Lost.
Oh, no.
And you still...
Never won.
Still...
And you still can't take a guess?
From what you've read, or you saw it Entertainment Weekly?
Talking about it?
And it involves the word smoke? Come on!
Smoked sausage.
Oh, yes, it's smoked sausage.
Yes, wait, dangerous no. Smoked sausage that would all eat right. Everyone on the island.
Yeah, I guess you need to watch. How do you know it's smoke monster?
I never watched it.
It's a smoke monster.
It's called the smoke monster.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah,
get yourself a TV, Brian.
Sorry,
thanks for
my
calling.
Friend.
You're going to have to smoke on your own. Let's go to Dan. Hi, Dan.
Hey, what's going on?
Dan, this term was originally a reference to an object or fact that serves as conclusive evidence of a crime. It's also a popular news website.
Oh, man, you got me. I don't know.
Involves the word smoke.
Really? No guess.
Evidence of a crime.
Conclusive
He's
evidence.
He's got a blank in his hand.
If we had that, we could convict him right away.
That's definitive evidence.
Oh, smoking gun?
Yes!
Wow,
we couldn't help you more.
Wow. Thank you so much for that help, man.
Yeah. Open up. Here comes the plane into the hangar as we spoon-fed you.
We gave him 75 clues.
You are in the drawing.
We did.
Congratulations. Let's try Marcel, line 4. Marcel, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. You're on with Keanu Reeves. You ready to play?
Yep.
All right.
This is the mascot of the United States Forest Service, created in 1944 to educate the public on the dangers of forest fires.
Smokey the Bear.
Yes!
Nicely done.
Only you can prevent forest fires, by the way.
Thank you, Keanu.
You're welcome. That was a public service announcement.
For one more contestant, it's going to be Ricky. He's on line 5.
We're
going
to
the drawing to win tickets for Smokeout. Hi, Ricky. You ready to go?
Yeah.
All right, Ricky, this is another audio clue.
Great.
So wait for the audio clue.
All right.
This legendary garage band rock song was released in 1972 by the British band Deep Purple.
Smoke on the water.
Smoke on the water. I would have bet $100 against him.
You would have lost that money, my friend, because that was excellent.
All right.
Keanu, that's a lot of famous smokes right there, but
that
only
is
one
famous
can
smokes.
Win.
We should have called this game Famous Smokes.
We did.
We did, actually. That was the,
or did we?
We did. That was the name of it, yes.
Or did we?
Lisa May, who is going to see Cypress Hill along with Incubus, Slightly Stupid, Atmosphere, Nas and Damian Marley, and so much more October 16th at the NOS Event Center?
It is Dan.
It is Dan. or is it?
Nicely done, Dan. We said it's Dan.
Or did you?
Yes, we did.
Or did you?
I don't want Keanu to host any more games.
Or do you?
Hey!
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it is 6:56.
Bean's Death Corner coming up next here on the Kevin and Bean Show, and we've got a professional review of Madden 11 coming up next hour as well on the Kevin and Bean Show. Gee, I wonder if it'll be like playing football on a screen. That'd be cool.
Love football.
Anyway, all that straight ahead right now. Rob's here with the show Biz Beat on a Tuesday. What's going on?
Yeah, we're always looking for something for the Dave the King of Mexico to try to get into the Guinness Book of World Records.
Yeah, he's been less and less involved in doing that, but yeah.
It's been so frustrating because he actually has broken several records.
By 20-30 hours, he broke the TV watching record, but we screwed up the record keeping, so he didn't
make
it.
So he never got in.
Yeah.
I think I have our answer.
Okay.
Congratulations to Angel Alvarez, who just broke the record for surviving the most gunshot wounds in a single encounter.
Yeah! That was previously held by 50 Cent?
Wow, this is...
It's six or seven or
crushes 50 Cent.
Really?
Yeah. Experts say the 23-year-old... survived 23 separate gunshot wounds.
No.
That is
at one time?
Yep.
That is an inaccurate shooter.
He was shot in the arms, legs, abdomen, jaw.
Oh, they did it on purpose then.
What did what on purpose?
Well, not kill him.
Well, it was the cops.
It sounds like they just riddled
him.
It was the cops, and it was a gunfight, so I'm not sure if they were really...
I just couldn't understand.
It was target practice.
If you're trying to kill someone, it seems like it's a lot easier than 23 shots.
Shot in the jaw.
Right.
That seems like a kill shot to me.
Wow.
Yes, Gene Simmons.
No.
Nope.
They say bullets just barely missed his vital organs and major arteries.
Oh, my God.
Now he must fight infection. The shootout with the police, by the way, was because he shot and murdered another guy before the cops arrived. So he survived 23 gunshot wounds that were inflicted by police. I hope he gets the death penalty. That'd be awesome.
After all that, firing squad.
Survived 23 bullets, and then they put you down with a needle. Ha! The needle is mightier than the bullet. All right, let's talk about showbiz news, shall we? Bad news for Star Wars geeks.
Uh-oh.
George Lucas has been saying for some time now that he wanted to continue the Star Wars franchise on television. He wanted to do a live-action TV show carrying on the story of Star Wars.
I thought that was the bad news.
No, okay. The word is he's got the scripts in place, however, he can't afford to make the show.
What? Does he have all the money in the world?
He does, but apparently he doesn't want to spend it. He said television is a cheaper medium, what producers are willing to spend versus the big screen versions of Star Wars, and he can't figure out how to create the special effects magic on the small screen with one-tenth of the budget that they're giving him to do the movies. So we may not see The Force come to television anytime soon.
Oh, thank God.
Come on, George Lucas is a great writer. He writes great dialogue. Weezer's new album is called Hurley.
Hurley?
Yes.
Like the guy from Lost?
Exactly because of the guy from
Lost.
What? Really? Rivers Cuomo loved Hurley on Lost.
That's awesome.
And the album cover will be a big photo of Jorge Garcia with a wide smile on his face.
I love that.
That's why I love them.
Yeah.
I thought it was a joke when the album cover started getting posted. I thought, well, this is just some fans who are making fun of the fact that the album is called Hurley, so they're pretending that it's Hurley's face on the cover. That's the actual album cover.
Rivers said he loved a photo he saw of Hurley smiling out at him, and he said that had to be the album cover, so we're going to call the album Hurley.
That's why Rivers is great, because I'm sure somebody at the record company said, not really, though, seriously. And he's like, nope, that's it. I love that.
New Weezer will be out on September the 14th, so Bean will be at a gas station somewhere in Puget Sound.
Gotta pull up.
You got the Weezer?
Van. Looking for a Mexican guy with a bunch of Hurleys in his backseat.
How much for the Weezer?
Oh, have you guys heard the Weezer?
Have you guys heard the new song?
I don't think I have yet, though.
Let's get Omar to pull a clip for maybe for next showbiz, because it's super rough for Weezer. I mean, it sounds like a garage band. It's a very different sound for them. Pretty rocking, too.
Is it Hurley? Is that the name of it? Is that what they're playing? Hurley's the name of the album. I don't know what the name of the single is.
Memories is the name of the song.
Memories. There you go. And the NFL keeps continuing to expand on the promotion value of its product. You know, it used to be the Super Bowl was the big thing, and that's what have all the musical performers and all the pyrotechnics and stuff. That's what they saved it up for.
Yeah.
Now they're doing a giant celebration every season for the first game of the season.
Yeah, they have been trying to ramp that up a lot.
And they're doing it again this season. They just announced that the first game of the season played at the Superdome on September 9th between Super Bowl champion Saints versus the Minnesota Vikings will have a giant pregame show. And they've just signed Taylor Swift and the Dave Matthews Band to perform for the crowd.
Wow.
So you get to see all that on NBC for the first game of the season, September 9th. I cannot wait. Come on, football.
The thing that's weird about that is, how much do you need to fire people up about the start of the NFL season? That's enough.
Well, for fans, I think they're trying, like the Super Bowl, to get non-fans.
Yeah, exactly. They want to draw in new eyes. You know,
you need to tell Ralph that it's a month from now. He's aware.
First preseason game, Dallas Bengals pulled in the highest ratings for a preseason game ever.
Is that because
T.O. and Ocho Cinco. Up against it was the Yankees-Red Sox game. Crushed it nationally. Baseball blows. That's why. That's what we're trying to say.
That's a bit of a surprise to me because Boston and New York are such big media markets, and there's a real pennant race going on right now with those two.
Yeah, crushed it. Eagles' first preseason game is Friday, by the way.
Come on, football. This Friday?
Yeah, I'm so excited. Today's celebrity birthdays. Rosanna Arquette is 51 years old today. Antonio Banderas. He's 50 years old. What did that poor bastard ever do to marry Melanie Griffith? What did he deserve? What did he do to deserve that?
I don't know.
I know. He seems like a nice dude.
I know. Michael Bivins of Belle Biv DeVoe. And New Edition is 42 years old today. Angie Harmon. Speaking of football, she's married to that bastard Jason Sehorn. F him. Goddamn New York Giant. He's 38 years old today. And Ryan Eggult from 90210 is 26 years old today. I love that show. And Ryan Egghold. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It is Tuesday. By the way, we're so lucky to be living in the golden age of death. I was just thinking about this yesterday.
What? The golden age of death?
Because it used to be, to find awesome death stories, you used to have to read the newspaper, and it might be like a tiny four-line article on, you know, page D17 or something like that, and that was all the death you could get for the day. Now, thanks to the beauty of the internet, I have so much death at my fingertips 24/7. It's the best.
I'd like to explain a little bit to people who maybe just listening for, you know, maybe one of the first
times. You mean they wouldn't understand those statements?
Right. And that is that Bean has Asperger's, and he doesn't like people much. And
right.
he is literally a fan of people dying, and I've never met anyone like that before, but he does.
He's just fascinated by it.
It does make him giddy. Mm-hmm. He's not fascinated. Giddy.
It's giddy.
Yeah, he's like a little, like when the rest of us. Yes, like when the rest of us, like, score, like, you know, you're just starting out in basketball and you make a shot and it goes in and your parents are like, wow!
That's
what he's like with death. And I don't know why.
I think the reason is that everyone dies. Two things I know.
Right.
Everybody poops and everybody dies. And
but no one's as happy about it as you are.
It's not that I'm happy. It's just that I'm so Lisa's right. I'm fascinated because you live your whole life and this is how you go. Like the story I saw the other day about the guy who was in a very serious car accident, survived it, and then reaching for his cell phone to make a 911 call, he got hit by another car and got killed.
All right, well, that's irony.
Right, but what I'm saying is this guy lived his whole life to get to that point where he almost died and didn't, and then he turned around 10 seconds later and did. And it's just amazing to me all the different ways that you can go.
Right.
And that's why I think Bean loves death.
Just before we do Bean loves death and Bean's death corner, one last question. Do you indeed have a painting in your house of the rat that brought the plague to Europe?
Well, yeah.
All right. Enough said, right?
That's more giddy.
Bean loves death.
Bean loves death any time of day. He gets all giddy and screams hooray. There's something wrong in his head. Death. We don't know what's wrong with Bean, but now you'll get to see what we mean. Oh, Bean loves death. Oh, Bean loves death.
I love death.
All right, too many to choose from, but I've narrowed it down to three. You tell me which one we'd like to discuss in greater detail. The story of Regina Rode, by the way, this story does not involve her death, but she was a high school student in Columbine, then graduated and became a college student at Virginia Tech.
Oh, my God.
That was her life.
Oh, maybe we should look into her background a little more.
God.
You could hear about her story, or you could hear about the awesome story out of Turkey where a groom celebrating with a rifle after his wedding accidentally mowed down and killed three wedding guests with an AK-47, which, by the way, worst reception ever.
And or you could have, depending on what he wanted, maybe he hated them.
Or you could have Russian man dies in searing heat at sauna competition.
Sauna competition?
Oh, man.
Meaning they sit there. Sauna competition. I'm in sauna competition. That's my, Lisa.
Is that your choice?
Yeah, I mean, there's a competition about what? How long they can stay in it? Or?
All right, let's do it.
This does sound like one of the few sporting events that I actually would have a chance at because you literally just have to sit there in a towel. Yeah, Kevin, we go to Helsinki, Finland for this story, which is, I guess, years and years and years they've held the sauna world championships there. One thing you got to know about Finland is the sauna is it's as much a part of a Finnish household as a kitchen is in yours. Everybody has a sauna. Everybody uses a sauna. It's just a way of life.
And aren't all the chicks in Finland hot?
There are a lot of hot chicks in Finland, I will tell you that.
All right.
Every year they have the Sauna World Championships, and it's exactly what it sounds like, is you start with a large number of people, and they increasingly turn the heat up more and more and more and more and more.
What? It's not just for time? They turn up the heat?
They see who will bail, how long you can go, and at what heat. So you're down to two finalists, one a five-time world champion, another one an up-and-coming competitor who placed third last year in the Sauna World Championships. They are in 230-degree heat.
Wait, okay, this is designed for death.
Yes, this is. I'm glad they died because they're
done. I'm going to boil from the inside out.
What's scalding? What's boiling, I mean? What's the boiling
point?
I don't know. Isn't it 212?
So they're at what, 240?
They're at 230.
230?
230 right now, yeah. They're in a sauna at 2:30, and the goal is you sit there until the other guy leaves, and then you win.
You just have to wait out the other guy.
Wait out the other guy.
Right.
This is the finalists now, so they're just going to keep turning up the heat until somebody gets out of the sauna, right?
And by getting out of the sauna, you mean going to heaven or hell.
Imagine you've been to Coachella, for instance, where it's 110 degrees.
Yeah.
Imagine more than twice that.
That's just, you're asking for death.
Yeah,
that's why I don't feel bad for these people. I'm glad it happened.
Well, both contestants, about 6 minutes in, collapsed, by the way, and both were in very bad shape. But Vladimir Ledezinski, who was in his 60s, by the way, was pronounced dead at the scene.
Okay,
he was. Yes.
Did he die in the sauna?
He died with, they pulled him out because he collapsed. He fainted. They pulled him out and he died on the scene.
But
because his insides boiled.
He was burned and bleeding.
Really?
When he died.
That's, wow. Who could have predicted that? 230 degree temperature water.
But burned and bleeding, that's a competitor.
It is. But I'm saying, had they not pulled him out, he would have won. He would have been dead, but he could have stayed there forever.
That's true.
Right?
That's an excellent point.
He's not getting out.
See, Kevin was able to find the bright side. Bean's Death Corner.
Oh, Bean loves death. Oh, Bean loves death.
Oh, Bean loves death so much.
Our friend Adam Sessler, the host and editor-in-chief of X-Play, great show on G4, is going to be talking Madden NFL 11 coming up here in a couple of minutes on the Kevin and Bean Show. First, though, we have an update on one of our favorite internet videos. We played it a while back, the Show Me Your Genitals song. Very, very funny guy out of Canada, comedian. He's got lots of funny videos on YouTube. Millions and millions of people have seen Show Me Your Genitals. This really could be Psycho Mike's theme song. Let's play a little bit of this, and then we've got the new answer version from a young lady in Britain that I think you'll enjoy very much, too. But listen up. Here's Show Me Your Genitals.
High quality. Like that.
Women are stupid, and I don't respect them.
Right there, I thought. Yes. How does Mike not have this? This is his ringtone, right?
This is a.
That's right. I just have sex with them. Show me your genitals. Your genitals.
What?
Show me your genitals.
Genitalia.
Show me your genitals. Your genitals.
What?
Show me your genitals.
Genitalia.
You're talking to me about stuff. Why? I'd rather see your titties. Now you're talking about other stuff. Why? I'd much rather see your titties. I can't have sex with your personality, and I can't put my penis in your college degree, and I can't shove my fist in your childhood dreams.
All right.
So why are you sharing all this information with me? It's not sexist because I'm saying it in a song. That's right, bitch. Now take off your thong and show me your genitals.
Wow. All right, so you get the idea of what's going on with him.
I'm starting to not like him.
Oh, really? The only part of that song that I don't believe is that he's having sex with anyone. No woman would have sex with that
guy. This is born of frustration.
Yeah, of course.
So I don't know why. I mean, that song's been around for a while. I don't know why it took so long for there to be the answer record, but she is an uncomfortably hot, because I'm unclear what her age is, young woman out of Britain who's very tall, cute, and wearing a bikini. And she calls herself the Queen of the Lesbians. And she has a song that's an answer record to Show Me Your Genitals. And it's very, very catchy. I don't know why most of the songs that you hear on the pop stations are not as catchy as these internet kids. But this one's called Queen of the Lesbians. Check it out.
Same high quality.
I just love that there's a teenager in Britain who goes, I'm going to put on a bikini and stand in front of the center of a video camera and sing a song about my vagina.
This is the beautiful thing about the internet, is that the people who are the worst at everything have an outlet. This is great.
Yes, absolutely.
I am queen of the lesbians, queen of the
what you're thinking. That's not really much of a song, but I'm telling you, just like Big Booty Bitches, you will be thinking this all day long
today.
Don't
tell me.
Girls, come and see my vagina. Girls, come and see my bum. Girls, come and see my bum. Girls, come and see my vagina.
All I'm saying is, don't tell me they're not still making great art in this world. Okay?
Zero for effort, zero for style, zero for star quality, and you know what? I'm being generous.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show on Tuesday. Thanks a lot for tuning in. By the way, an enormous program tomorrow. Our friend Jason Schwartzman is going to be here.
Yeah. Love him.
He's in that Scott Pilgrim movie. Jeffrey Ross is going to be here talking about the comedy roast of David Hasselhoff. And we're going to talk to actress Amber Tamblyn on the show tomorrow.
Who we've loved
all the way since Joan of Arcadia. She is a new cast member on House, believe it or not. So all of that tomorrow right here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Let's talk to Adam Sessler, host and editor-in-chief of X-Play on G4. We got a chance to sit down with him in person down at Comic-Con a couple weeks ago, but we are back on the phone with Adam now, like usual. Hey, Adam, what's going on, man?
Not too much. How are you guys?
Well, we're doing great. This is a big day, of course, although it's funny. I haven't felt the hype and the heat around the new Madden today, and I wonder if some of that is because Coach is off our TV now. We don't really think of John Madden as much as we used to.
You know, that's an interesting point. I hadn't considered that. Obviously, I'm so close to knowing that this game is coming out during a period of time when very few games are coming out.
Right.
It just makes me happy that I have content to talk about. Yeah. But, yeah, I haven't seen as many ads, but at the same time, Madden is such a reliable franchise that I don't think you even need to let people know what's coming out all that much. They're going to know what's coming out. It's just, it's always that time of year.
Yeah, true. Is it the type of game where year to year they make so many changes? And I know this year in particular they have more changes than usual, but the people who own Madden 10 are going to feel like, I can't wait to get the new one even though I just have last year's version. You need to upgrade it every single year, right?
Well, it used to be that about every 3 years is when you saw the major change happen to the game, and they have become a little more sensitive to that, where they're at least trying to let you think that something major is happening with each new iteration of the game. At the same time, they do like to, you know, change that roster to make it reflect how the teams performed in the prior year. So for really hardcore football fans, they almost have to get it year to year.
And it also has some kind of all-new 3-on-3 online team play. What's that?
Yeah, it's 3-on-3, so you and two friends play cooperatively on one team, and then you play against three other guys. And it's neat because you can't kind of play it the way that you've played Madden in the past, where it's like, hey, it's fourth down, I'm still going to run the play, because you're playing against other human players that
right.
kind of know how to guard and know how to, you know, play against you. And everyone I've been talking to that's been playing that at work has been very, very happy with it.
Now, this is the first time that I've seen, and it could be I'm just way behind on this, but this is the first time I've seen that it comes out on, you know, not only Xbox 360 and Wii and PS3 and all that, but PlayStation Portable and iPhone and iPad. Is that new?
I believe that it is new for the iPhone and the iPad. I haven't gotten to check out those versions of the game. I think it's safe to say they will be more limited than what you're
going to get for
the PS3 and the Xbox 360 versions.
You can play an entire football game now in 30 minutes?
Yes, they have this new system, which has caused some controversy for those really hardcore players. It's called Game Flow. And what it does is, for people like me, who I can watch football and I can tell if someone catches the ball, but I don't understand those deep intricacies, that it allows people to call the plays for you, and you can set up sort of situational plays that, hey, if we're, you know, on the 20-yard line and it's third down, you know, I want these three plays to be made available. And they just kind of set the play up, and you can call an audible or not. So you're not spending all that time flipping through 300 plays for the X's and O's.
Oh, I see what you're saying. So it just moves along a lot faster.
Yes, it moves it along, and for people that don't understand those deep intricacies of football plays, it really makes it a lot easier, and it doesn't make you feel stupid.
Does it have a stop whatever they're doing on defense button?
That would be convenient.
That's a great idea, and I'm going to float that to the guys.
Whatever they're planning, just let's stop it.
All right, one more question on Madden NFL 11, and that is, I don't know whether you believe in the curse or not, but there certainly is a lot of evidence that bad things happen to people on the cover of this game. But Drew Brees, Super Bowl winning quarterback, is he going to be sweating now that he's on the box this year?
You know, it has come up around work. There's one guy on the show, Blair Herter, who also hosts with me, who is a diehard Saints fan and kind of lost his mind when they won last year.
Right.
And we've been kind of ribbing him about this. I'm crossing my fingers it won't happen, but yeah, there is definitely a legacy in the history of something happening when you get to the cover of this game.
Exactly. You never know about those superstitions, but you don't want to poke them in the eye. You want to go, okay, listen, it's probably not true, but it's certainly not worth fighting over, you know?
I mean, it's been a while since John Madden has been on the cover, so maybe he knows something.
Could be. Exactly. Yeah. This is the voice of Adam Sessler on the phone from G4's X-Play show. Let's talk briefly about StarCraft II, Wings of Liberty. I know it's been out for a couple weeks now, but this was a game a long time in the making, right?
Well, we haven't seen sort of the first proper StarCraft for 12 years. But in those 12 years, it has sold so many millions of copies. It actually, there are live competition shows of the game being played in South Korea. I mean, it is a phenomenon. And it's a type of game that is always been considered a very hardcore PC game. It's called a real-time strategy
game. Yeah, this
game
is PC and Mac. This is not
no,
Xbox and Wii and all that.
And you really can't play it on a console because you need to have the precision of a mouse and keyboard because you're selecting units. It's almost like you have a bunch of army men that are on a map, and you're playing a game of chess, but everyone's moving their pieces simultaneously. And so you're trying to create resources so you can build more troops, so you can invade. It's a phenomenal game. And I was curious if people still wanted to play that en masse, and apparently so. There are 800,000 pre-orders for this game. Wow. And it is once again turning into the same kind of hit that Blizzard, which is the company that makes World of Warcraft, has been turning out time and time again.
What's the next big giant monster release that's on the horizon?
Giant monster release is probably going to be Halo Reach, which is coming in mid-September. But there's a game coming out at the end of August, which I'm intrigued by, called Mafia 2. The reason why I'm interested is that, similar to the Western game Red Dead Redemption, mm-hmm. it's a period piece. And people seem to be getting very good at creating these kind of American mythological historical settings. And
right.
Some very interesting games in the middle of them.
So you can put like a horse's head in somebody's bed and stuff like that?
I hope so. I haven't gotten to do that lately.
It's so interesting. In recent years, people have more increasingly been drawing the comparison between box office dollars at the movie theater and the kind of money that video games are bringing in. I guess video games are way bigger now than movies are. Movies try so hard to make these franchises, to come up with a series of characters that people will want to see in 1, 2, 3, 5 movies. Video games have been doing that forever. I mean, it's unbelievable how many name franchises there are in your world, Adam, that continue to do better and better every time out.
Well, the economics almost require that first game is not just the game itself. They're trying to find the tech. They're trying
right.
to figure out what makes the game tick.
Right.
Once they've invested in that, then usually that second game is better because they're not reinventing everything. They're just trying to perfect what they learned the first time out. And the other trick is not all sequels need to have the same characters, whereas in movies, you kind of expect to see the exact same actors.
Right.
And it always manages to evolve rather than feel like a retread, which is what we see in a lot of movie sequels.
When does Black Ops come out?
Black Ops will be coming out the 9th of November, so you got to wait a little.
Do you have a copy of it?
No. They're not done yet. And yes, Activision, I do not have a copy.
All right, Adam, real quick before you go, I understand that you spent some time on KevinAmin.com before you came on. What did you see?
Yeah, I saw you throwing this pitch at Dodger Stadium.
Would you call it throwing a pitch? Well, is that how you would describe it?
In that metaphorical way, like you can throw a game.
Yeah, there's video up at KevinAmin.com, and I thought my front foot slipped, but then when I watched it back on the replay, there's never been a more firm front foot. So I don't know what happened. I was trying to throw a knuckleball, but here's what I do know, Adam.
Yes.
You're throwing out the first pitch in a week?
Yes, that's what I've been told.
Okay. Here's all I'm saying.
Uh-huh.
I fell. The ball hit, I don't know, 10 feet in front of me. I mean, it was an embarrassment.
Uh-huh.
Team came back and won in the 10th inning.
Ah.
So superstition-wise, you got to do the same thing.
Now, what if I just... you know, throw it straight down and have it bounce back into my face.
I don't know. See, that's the thing. I don't know about sports superstitions. I think you should stick with it.
Because
you
don't want to face plant?
Yes, because you don't want to get blamed for the loss. So they came back in the 10th and won 3-2 against the Nationals. So I'm saying you throw the first pitch. You better kind of study what I did and recreate it.
All right, I'm getting my ballet shoes, and I'm going
to
pull it off.
Yeah. By the way, go to KevinAmin.com, see the video of Kevin throwing out the first pitch yesterday.
Crazy.
We had, listen to this, Kevin, we had over 10,000 people look at that video yesterday of you falling face first in the dirt.
That's so great. I'm so
happy.
And
Adam, please send us a video of you falling face first in the dirt, too. We'll put it on the website after it happens.
But don't try to be all macho and throw a strike. Anyone can do that.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to make it to the home plate.
All right, good.
X-Play with Adam Sessler airs weeknights at 6:30 East and Pacific on G4. Great to talk to you, Adam. Thanks for coming on.
Great to talk to you.
Coming up in the next half hour here on the Kevin Avine Show, we are going to need to talk to flight attendants. That great story about that JetBlue flight attendant yesterday who basically said, go F yourself to every passenger on the plane over the loudspeaker system, then grabbed a beer out of the galley and fled the plane, on the emergency chute. You don't see that very often, do you?
Oh, on that slide, that emergency slide?
Listen, yep.
You don't see it that often. And isn't it surprising? I mean, knowing what a-holes people can be, aren't you surprised that people in the service industry like that who have to put up with that all day, every day, don't lose it more?
Yeah.
I am. It's got to be so stressful and so frustrating to see how poorly most people fly. But if you are a flight attendant, we want to hear your horror stories. We have sympathy for you. We'll take your calls coming up in about 10 minutes or so here.
Or
on the
a former flight attendant. Or you can be anonymous as well if you don't want to get in trouble.
Absolutely, yeah. So that's straight ahead here on the Kevin Avine Show. Right now, Ralph joins us for the Showbiz Beat on a Tuesday. What's going on?
How do you like this payback? Sandra Bullock's got a new man living in her house.
Okay.
According to Star Magazine, his name is Damien Holton. Apparently, he was her bodyguard.
Oh,
and now he's guarding her body.
What?
Gets better. Damien originally used to work for her ex, Jesse James.
Okay.
Now he's living with Sandra in the house. Is it professional? Or is it boink-rific?
Or both.
Or both.
Yeah, I don't know.
If she has any sense of right and wrong, she is banging the crap out of that guy.
She doesn't seem that way, though. She doesn't seem...
Oh, she should.
I know.
Banging your ex's former employee? Nothing could be sweeter. So, let your minds wander when it comes to that.
That would be such a score for that bodyguard, by the way. She's so beautiful and so funny and...
It's either in short-term relationships or...
You're with them a
friends
lot.
With benefits.
Yeah. They trust you.
Personal trainer.
They trust you a lot.
Yeah. And you're big and buff and swole and you carry a gun. Chicks dig that.
Yeah. Sure. So does Mike.
So does Mike.
I like as Mike.
I like when Mike refers to Mike as Mike.
Said in the third person.
Wow, what a douchebag.
The first Green Lantern isn't even out yet, and Daily Variety announces that Warner Brothers is already gearing up for the sequel, starring Ryan Reynolds.
Wait, when does that come out?
As the Emerald Avenger. Green Lantern comes out, I believe, next summer.
All right, no sequel talk.
Or maybe
talk.
Christmas, maybe this Christmas.
Zero sequel talk.
The movie's not even finished yet. But they are working on the sequel.
Less of that.
They're not even waiting to see how it does in theaters. They are gearing up the second in the Green Lantern franchise.
I heard that Ryan Reynolds just slayed them at Comic-Con. Like, everybody was in love with him and his presentation.
His
and
panel was strong. A lot of people were talking about it. Even though the footage that they showed of Green Lantern, didn't get to see him in the costume, slinging the ring, as we say in the comic
book
world.
Do we say that?
We do.
Yeah. He's a ring slinger.
This movie's going to suck.
Hey, come on. It's going to be great.
That's what it meant.
Blake Lively looks great as Carol Ferris, too, his girlfriend.
Yeah. Is this a movie that's next summer?
I don't know when it's coming out. Maybe it's Christmas. Maybe it's this Christmas.
Move on.
I'm just saying.
I'm saying move on.
Warner Brothers already has the sequel in the pipeline.
Sequel. That means 2 years after that, right?
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
And Kevin, you'll be happy to know the legacy of Elvis Presley continues all
Such
over
good
the world.
News.
Apparently, there is a brand new Elvis Museum just opened in Seoul, North Korea.
Hi! Seoul, South Korea?
Seoul, South Korea.
Yeah.
What did I say?
North.
Whatever.
I was like, I don't know my geography
somewhere
well.
Somewhere in the DMZ.
Okay.
Follow That Dream Hall, it's called. It is owned privately by Lee Jung Jim.
Hi! Okay.
Who has the biggest private collection of Elvis Presley stuff in the world.
Oh. Right, so it's
10,000 Elvis items.
So it's legit?
In a building that he built himself and has all his own personal private collection there. Say fans are lining up, hundreds and hundreds lining up to get inside to see some of Elvis's things.
How about that?
He's also the president of Korea's Elvis fan club, as if there was any doubt. So congratulations, Lee Jung Jim. Or... Thank you. Thank you very much. As they say in Korea.
Kevin, here's an update for you. You're going to be very pleased to know. I checked out the Green Lantern release date, and it's almost out now.
Oh.
It's minutes away from opening on June 17th.
Next year, 11? 10,
June
17th?
June 17th.
2011.
2011.
That's
okay.
Right.
Next summer.
So
next
that's
summer.
The movie, but Ralph's talking about the sequel.
The sequel in 2013, right.
Right. Dude, he's got a power ring. He can make anything.
But he's apparently no evil shall escape his sight, Ralph, apparently.
Wow. Bean knows the Green Lantern oath?
I don't. It's on IMDb. I didn't know that.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
now he's afraid crazy. Of yellow?
He's not afraid of yellow. He's powerless against things that are yellow.
That's the dumbest part of a superhero thing ever.
It's an impurity in the ring that causes
so
a weakness on the color spectrum
Come on.
Of things that are yellow. It has a weakness against yellow.
Don't they have any kind of board that looks at that and goes, no, this is ridiculous. Let's make it better.
And the reason actually
the color
we found
yellow.
Out is that the Guardians had captured the evil yellow creature Parallax inside the main power battery, and that's where the impurity came from. But we all knew that, right?
If he's afraid of yellow.
He's not afraid of yellow.
Then how can Kato be his sidekick?
Green Hornet. It's a whole
different... you. I think we honestly might need to start a sci-fi report. I'm not joking about that. I'm not saying it to be mean. We need a sci-fi
need to
report.
Separate it?
And it needs to be on Ralph's podcast? Is that what you're suggesting?
Because I'm saying there's no room for showbiz.
That is showbiz. Greenland's going to be one of the biggest movies of
in
next year.
2013!
And look, that's why it's called news. If I reported after it already came out, it would be history, man.
I'm just saying we can do both. I'm not saying one or the other.
Evil bastard.
Trying to add an element to the show.
Speaking of science fiction, Omarosa's got a new boyfriend.
Thank God.
What? Omarosa?
Yeah, remember her from The Apprentice?
Yeah. Of course. Mm-hmm.
Her new boyfriend, Michael Clark Duncan.
What? Oh, really? No.
Star, of course, of Green Mile and many other motion pictures.
Whoa!
That's, he could do so much better.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't know. I've seen him playing, was that him?
Yeah.
In the celebrity baseball game? No one throws like a girl more than him.
Oh, a girl.
Or no, runs like a girl it. Or hits like a girl.
I swear to God.
Michael Clark Duncan. If you know Michael Clark Duncan, if you have any contact with his people,
he won't disagree.
Let him know that we'd like him to come in here and just beat Kevin's white ass.
You know what?
Fine.
Throwing like a girl is insulting to girls because they all throw better than him.
On that day, I would like Luke Robitaille as well, King's legend, because he was the one who pointed it out.
What he's not the one saying not drag it him on into it. Radio.
What a waste of muscle.
He said it privately to a person. Did. You're saying it out loud on the radio.
I'm saying he threw like a girl.
I'm saying Michael Clark Duncan could eat
he's
you.
He's a monster.
Could eat you
yes.
for breakfast.
But you know what he couldn't do? Throw a ball to me 3 feet away.
Hey, I've seen you throw, champ.
I don't know
if you should be talking about how far you should be throwing. I bet he could keep his feet under him when he threw a ball.
Right, but it would go to third
base. I don't know why I fell.
It would go to third base.
My foot slipped on the slippery dirt. There's so much slippery dirt under me.
I'm just saying he threw like a girl.
Why does everything have to come back to me?
Because I'm betting he can stand up.
Maybe.
Kevin can kick his ass.
All right, it's on. It is on.
Thanks,
Michael
it's
Clark
on.
Duncan and Kevin.
It is so on.
In the ring.
Thanks, Mike, for setting
three
up that
rounds.
Night.
Winner take all.
Yeah, I'm going to take a dive. But
today's celebrity birthday is Rosanna Arquette is 51 years old.
I bet he would slap in the ring. I bet that's how he would fight.
Man.
Open hand slap.
It's on. I'm going to.
The glove.
I am going to so Don King this match.
Glove.
I'm going to make this happen. A charity event between Michael Clark Duncan and Kevin.
He's such a girl.
Oh. This is so going to happen.
He's a girl.
I don't know whatever it's going to take, but I'm going to make this happen.
He's a girl.
Oh, he's going to hit Kevin once. He's going to turn to a pink mist.
Am
and
I
just
wrong?
Settle over the ring.
He can't hit me that hard because he's a girl.
Antonio Banderas is 50 years old today. Michael Bivins of Belle Biv DeVoe, new edition, is 42 years old today. Angie Harmon turns 38. And Ryan Eggold of 90210 fame is 26 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I'm Michael Clark Duncan's personal trainer and manager, and I walk the show.
Hey, party people. Thanks a lot for tuning into the Kevin and Bean Show. We're going to want to hear from flight attendants, past or present, about how difficult your job is.
Anonymously, you can change your name or whatever. We don't need to know
absolutely.
Who you work for.
We don't need to know which airline or anything like that or when something happened. We will definitely protect you. But we're dying to hear the story. And I was thinking about this because I've been flying a lot lately. I've taken, 6 plane flights in the last 3 weeks. And I was thinking, lots of people don't fly very often, so every rule that I take for granted as understanding how the process works to make everything safe and efficient for everybody else is brand new to somebody.
Yeah, to more people than you'd like to, you know.
Probably so. So, and I just think how frustrating it must be to be the flight attendant, for instance, and you've already got a very tight turnaround schedule. You're already trying to keep the plane on time and, you know, get people loaded and unloaded as quickly as possible. And there are people who don't understand where to put their, you know, baggage, how the overhead compartments work, to get out of the aisle when somebody else is going by, even going through security. Every single time I fly, there's somebody who's trying to walk through security with his phone or with a bottle of water or something like that. It's just one thing right after another does nothing but slow down the process. And imagine if you're the enforcer of all those rules. You're the person trying to keep things moving. How frustrating that must be.
Well, yeah, because you've explained it 5,000 times in the last week, and yet somehow it makes zero difference.
And you know they know, by the way. That's the other
Most
thing,
the
and
time.
They're just ignoring you.
Yeah.
I mean, I think about the flight attendants who say you can't stand in front of the cockpit anymore. You haven't been able to for 10 years. You haven't been able to go and stand to wait for the bathroom in front of the cockpit. Every single plane I'm on, somebody gets up, walks up there, and wants to stand there and wait for somebody to get out of the bathroom. And every single time, the poor flight attendant has to say, sir, you have to go and stand behind this line.
Any service industry I would fail miserably at. A waiter, waitress, whatever. You work in retail.
Yeah.
People are a-holes. They're dumb. They're not paying attention. They don't care. There's so many reasons why it seems like you would lose your temper. But this particular flight attendant, I got to tell you, I applaud. I mean, really.
I do, too. I think he spoke for lots of people
both in his industry and people who fly with other people. I think he really hit the nail on the head with how crazy some people are in the air.
So if this strikes you as a story that you have some input on, 1-800-520-1067.
Steven Slater was smiling when police led him away in handcuffs.
Mr. Slater, why are you smiling?
This time there would be no quick escape, unlike what police say happened when the flight attendant bailed out of this JetBlue plane on the JFK tarmac.
It's kind of funny.
Police say Slater got into an argument with a passenger about luggage in an overhead compartment.
Now, what was the argument, Bean? It was she can't get up and take it down until they're at a complete stop?
That's exactly what it was. Okay. She was one of those people who doesn't wait for the pilot to take the light off, and she jumped up to start getting her luggage down out of the overhead rack. And he came up to her and said, you need to sit down. We're not at a stop yet. Which, by the way, is his job.
Right.
And she said, F you, and continued to pull her bags out of the overhead compartment and hit him in the head with one of her bags. And that's when he just lost it, went back to the microphone on the plane and cussed out the entire plane.
Investigators say a passenger yelled, cursed, and may have even hit Slater, who then apparently snapped. A passenger who says he was on the plane as well wrote that Slater yelled, quote, to the passenger who just called me a expletive, expletive you.
And then took that that slide, the emergency slide, right?
Yeah.
And just jumped down.
But not before he grabbed a handful of beer and then got down on the emergency chute.
How would that not be me? I would do
that.
Oh, that
would be you.
I would do that in the first week.
Yeah.
And I was just thinking, I mean, he probably did snap. I mean, the fact that he went and got on the microphone and started talking you've lost it. But then to go to the next step, which is to basically flee the plane, to be so in agony, to be so miserable that you can't even stand there and smile for five more minutes while the passengers get off the plane.
Right, and then
just say,
later.
I've got to get out of here right now. I know I've got 28 years of a career here that I'm putting on the line, but I don't care. The only thing that's important to me right now is getting out of this goddamn tube.
And he was the guy that was smiling when they were handcuffing him, right?
Yes. Yeah.
He's never been happier in his life than quitting that job.
Yeah, I think he probably agonized over it and wanted to, but couldn't.
For
finally,
years.
Yeah.
And finally, this woman, you know, yelling at him, cursing at him, and hitting him in the head. He's like, that's it. Yeah. I'm out. And I don't
and
know
by
how
the way,
that doesn't
they,
happen more often.
They don't mention this in most of the stories, but when he went home and they looked for him at the airport, couldn't find him. He got into his car and he drove home. When the police drove to his house to arrest him, he was having sex at the time. 30 minutes later, which had to be some of the angriest sex, or who knows,
or
maybe
better.
he was so happy right then that he was just...
Honey, I can't. I did it.
Let's
I finally
celebrate.
Did it. You've been telling me for years I got to quit this job. I did it.
I jumped down the slide. Wait, you jumped down the slide? We didn't talk about that.
I grabbed beer and I just left the plane.
All right, so if you work in the industry, if you're in the airline industry, it doesn't matter, you know, in what capacity. Maybe you're a pilot even, for God's sakes.
Oh,
people that get on planes, when you have a group of 150 people or however many are on a plane, there's going to be three or four a-holes in every single group.
Yeah.
How do you not punch them in the face and grab a beer and jump down the slide?
And what are they allowed to do? I'd like to know.
I don't know.
If someone assaults you.
If someone assaults you, I don't know.
You do see stories all the time. Michelle, hang on. We're going to get to you in 1 second. You do see stories all the time about a passenger in first class, for instance, who gets cut off from alcohol and throws a huge scene.
Yes.
And I would imagine something like that would be very difficult for you to handle because you've got all the other passengers and you don't want to make people nervous on an airplane. You don't want there to ever be a screaming match or anything like that. You've got to figure out a way to handle it and handle it safely. And all the time you see stories about unruly passengers. There was a guy 2 or 3 days ago who decided he was going to smoke in the restroom, could not go another minute without smoking. And you know what they have to do in that case? They turn the plane around.
Oh, my God.
They turn the plane around and go back.
And there's signs, and they have the smoke detectors, and everybody knows what's going to happen when that happens.
Oh,
and that's what you have
to
deal with. Oh, yeah, no kidding, right? All right, let's take Michelle, and then we want to hear from you if you're in the airline industry, if you've got thoughts on this or you've seen things that have made you feel like this flight attendant felt for JetBlue yesterday. Hi, Michelle. Thanks for calling into the Kevin and Bean Show. What's going on?
Hi, how you doing?
Good. You don't have to tell us what airline or anything else, but what do you think about this story?
I think it's fantastic.
Me too!
do you feel him? Do you know what Steve was going through?
I mean, really, I have been a flight attendant for 8 years, and there's probably at least 200 times that I've wanted to do the same exact thing.
Do people say F you?
Oh, I've had much worse. Yeah,
really?
I've had much worse. Yeah, I mean, usually, see, the one thing, you know, we can have people arrested, so that's kind of our, that's like our,
that's your ace
our
in the
weapon
hole?
Against.
Right.
Yeah.
Not
so. But I definitely, I love the guy. I think that, you know, when you've had enough, and we take a lot of abuse. So.
That's my point, is that it seems like the level of abuse, you people, for not snapping more,
and you're just trapped for hours.
Exactly, and you are trapped. And I mean, that is the thing. You're, you know, they could do pretty much whatever they want to you until you get to the gate, and they can have police come on or whatever the situation. But you are trapped. Literally.
I don't understand how literally with the hundred thousands of flights a day, I don't understand how this. There's not a story like this every day.
Hey, Michelle, I'm curious about the airline in terms of you getting someone arrested. I mean, do they really not want you to do that unless it's extreme?
Not really. I mean, they're actually pretty supportive, especially post September 11th.
Yeah, right.
They're pretty supportive of us. It has to be a pretty valid. If anybody swears at us or, you know, physically obviously comes toward us, then we can do that.
All right, let me ask you this question. You're running JetBlue, and you had this incident with your flight attendant happen yesterday. You got to fire him, right?
I mean, yeah, you do, because actually when you blow a slide like that, it's very expensive, first of all.
Oh, the slide? You mean that part of it just is expensive? Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's actually a floating, you know, it becomes a floating device, and it's very, very expensive to replace. So that alone right there, I mean, people have done that, you know, by mistake and have actually lost their job.
Oh,
so, yeah, it's kind of a serious thing, but,
I think that it's great.
He was quitting anyway, right? It's funny that you can't, you just can't trust this guy to go back up in the air knowing that he has that breaking point, I guess, at this point. Just
right, I mean,
because
it's kind of one of those postal situations that we've all thought, but you know, you have to keep it under control, and everybody's looking to you to get them off the plane safely. And,
it's amazing that you keep it under control as much as you do.
Well, we try.
I would be fired in 1 week.
You're doing a great job, Michelle. We appreciate it. Thanks so much for calling, too.
Thanks. Love you guys.
Thank you. Bye.
You too. 1-800-520-1067. Like Kevin said, you can be anonymous. You don't have to tell us the airline. We want to hear what you think about this flight attendant, if you can put yourself in his shoes, and also what you've seen that made you feel like this. We'll take your calls right after this on the Kevin. We got details on the new show from mega producer, Mark Burnett. His new show is called Dancing Behind Bars or Prison Idol or something like that. It's called a competition show for prisoners.
It's called Talent Behind Bars.
There you go. So we got to details on that coming up here in a minute on the Kevin and Bean Show. First, though, let's talk to our friend Julie, who's been kind enough to call in and hold on. We're talking to flight attendants right now who can understand. They can sympathize with the gentleman that was in the news yesterday for basically just losing it on a JetBlue flight, swearing out every passenger on it, and then grabbing some beers and hitting the road, leaving, going home, and having sex with his partner.
It sure seems like it could have been any airline, too.
It sure does, yeah. You know? Julie, you have sympathy with Steve Slater when you heard the story?
Oh, yeah. He's my new hero. I've flown, and I've had so many stories. You know, I only flew for a few years, but, I mean, how long has smoking been banned on flights? You still have people lighting up cigarettes in the air. One time, you know, a mother refused to buckle her child in because there was turbulence, and, you know, it followed the protocols, give her verbal warnings, and you try other flight attendants to give them, you know, a talking to, then you give them a written warning, and then after they don't do that, they don't understand that we have, you know, it's a federal law. You have to, like, listen to what we say. So then we call the cops, and they had her arrested.
But you have a list of things that you have to go through first. Verbal warning.
Mm-hmm. You can get a written warning on a plane.
A written warning. I'm writing this down. I'm going to say, I'm going to write it right here. Don't make me write it.
That's hilarious.
So she wouldn't put the seatbelt on the child.
What was her problem with that?
She just had no control. She's giving him sugar. He's like, the child doesn't want to sit down.
Force him
to sit down. You're on the plane, you know, yeah, we're there to serve you peanuts and soda, but our number one priority is your safety, and we're not just, you know, telling you things because we're on a power trip.
By the way, that should be her number one priority, too, is to protect the kid, whether he wants it or not.
You would think. Yeah. You would think, but people are just morons in the air.
How many times have you felt like this dude? Have you felt like I'm going to lose it?
Well, doing a lot of those Vegas runs and 16-hour days, the slides look very tempting. But
especially Vegas.
Very expensive. They're, you know, $10,000 a pop just to restock them, and I've had friends accidentally pull them, and, you know, they're terminated.
Oh, those slides,
Hey, Julie, let me ask you this. We talked briefly with Michelle on the line before you. What about the abuse factor from passengers? Did you get a lot of that?
Oh, yeah, sexual abuse, a lot of stuff where you just kind of have to blow it off. You know, hey, you want to come stay the night? Are you overnighting here?
And, really?
You know, accidental. I mean, those aisles are small, so how many times do you accidentally get touched on the behind or something like that? Yeah, a lot.
Really? That happens a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to start doing that. I didn't know it was okay.
Yeah, I didn't know we could get away with that. I'm going to start doing that, too. Did you ever have a passenger like the guy in the JetBlue story who said came just right out and said, F you, to you, the flight attendant?
No, I have never had anyone cuss at me like that. I know a lot of certain ethnicities do have problems with women authority figures in certain places.
Oh,
but beyond that,
yes.
I've never had anyone come right out and say, hey, F you.
That makes sense because there are a lot of places in the world where women are second-class citizens,
right.
And that's they don't want to be told what to do.
The good places, by the way, is what we refer to those as. Julie, let me ask you one more question. And again, you're awesome to call in on this. Lots of people look at this as a great job. They think, man, being a flight attendant is so glamorous. I get to travel all over the world. There's so many great benefits
Bang
to it.
Pilots.
And a lot of people get into that business and stay there for 10, 20, 30 years. You only did it for a very short time. How come?
It's a fun job, and the benefits are what you work for. It's hard to have a normal life, you know, a relationship, a family, because you're gone so much. And it's not until you're in the industry for 20, 30 years that you finally begin to make the money, and you only have to take a few trips a month. And,
oh, I see.
So if you're wanting a normal life, it's a hard thing to have. And it's,
so paying
it's
your dues
hard
is,
on your body.
Paying
yeah.
your dues is a long, long process.
Yes.
Yeah. I got you.
All right. Fantastic. Julie, glad you called. Thanks a lot for listening to the Kevin and Bean Show, too. We appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on a Tuesday. For my money, there are already too many talent competition programs on the air. It seems like every channel you're on, here's a guy cooking, and here's a
right.
guy singing, and here's a guy dancing. There's too many of them.
But here's the thing, Bean, is that you don't have to watch them all.
I understand.
Okay.
But for every hour that show is on, something I would like to watch isn't on. And
all
that's
right.
what depresses me. But this one, I don't know. Prisoners?
Well,
dancing behind bars? Maybe. Maybe it might be worth tuning into at least once.
Mark Burnett, the guy that came up with, of course, Survivor and The Apprentice, has come up with a latest show called Dancing Behind Bars or Prison Idol or Talented Prisoners. Who knows what he's going to call it? But it's basically going to be a talent competition with people in prison.
And
it's
I would imagine that would be,
right?
But also I would imagine that would be controversial for a lot of folks because why reward them? Why give them something fun to do? Why turn them into celebrities when clearly they're in jail because they did something wrong?
Maybe
right?
there's a cash prize that goes to a charity that helps the
it could be.
Victims
well,
that they hurt, you know, or whatever.
We wanted to find out more about this, so we asked producer Alex to line up one of the prisons that is that's associated with the program, and that's the famous Leavenworth out in Kansas, and the warden for Leavenworth Prison, Kyle Rayner, is on the phone with us right now. Hi, Mr. Rayner. Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure. How are you?
Well, we're doing great. So we have that right. Leavenworth is going to be one of the prisons where the new Mark Burnett show will be shot.
That's right. We've been working with Mr. Burnett, and we believe that it'll help prisoner morale, of course, if they can participate in something like this. And actually, we're looking forward to participating. So we've already started our audition process. And I'll tell you, the general population is very excited to participate and to see if they can show off their talents.
Do you have
something positive for them to do while they're serving their time?
Do you have prisoners that seem to be talented in some of these areas?
Well, that's what we're going to find out. Hopefully, we'll be having open call auditions, and then they will be given a free opportunity to portray whatever talent they have in
okay.
front of an audience, and then hopefully the best of those will be entered into the competition once production starts on the television program.
Well, I would watch this, I'll tell you that.
What kinds of things do they do, Warden? I mean, are we talking singing, dancing, something else?
We've got all kinds of talent, as far as I can tell. We're actually in the middle of holding auditions now, if you'd like to hear some of the people
Ooh.
Who are working
Please.
With,
yeah.
with us.
Oh, yeah, of course.
I'm
going
to hand you over to some of our participants, and they can tell you themselves what they're up
okay.
to.
Okay, all right, good.
Hello.
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 Hi, who's this?
My name is Carl.
Carl, you're going to participate in this dancing behind
That's
bars?
That's right, fool. You got a problem with that?
Prison No. I just asked.
He's just asking,
just
Carl.
Asking
you got
you're...
a problem if I show my talent?
No. Very excited about it. Happy, supportive.
Yeah.
What's
I
your
bet
talent?
You are.
What's your talent? What are you...
I dance.
You dance.
That's
you
right.
dance.
Yeah. You got a problem with that, fool?
Well, no. I guess you sound like kind of a big tough guy. I don't think
big tough guys can dance.
Well, you can. It's just
that's right. I can.
All right,
and I do.
Okay. What kind of dancing do you do?
I'm gonna do a little something for you now.
Okay.
Okay. Hit it, Steve. Good chip, lollipop.
Wait a minute. I expected that.
To the candy shop as Bon Bon plays. On the
sun,
the beach of
Peppermint
Bay.
Wow. Okay, Carl?
Carl must be a tough dude if he's doing this song.
Yeah, I guess.
What?
Isn't the tap dancing to a Shirley Temple song, doesn't that get you shivved in prison?
No, it doesn't.
Okay.
All right. I'm wearing panties.
You were in panties?
Just wanted to share that.
Okay. Great. Is there another contestant maybe standing there?
Yeah, this is Warden again.
Oh, hi.
Yeah. How'd that go for you, right?
I think that went well, but, you know, he's tap dancing and doing good ship lollipop.
I'll tell you, he can move his feet.
Can
I
he?
Was impressed.
All right.
Hold on, we've got another contestant
please,
for you.
Please, please.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
This is Leon.
Hi, Leon.
How you doing?
Very good, thank you. We're just talking about this dancing behind bars or prison idol or whatever they're going to call it. Are you going to audition?
That's right.
What's your talent?
I'm a stand-up comedian.
A stand-up comedian?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Right. A little levity, a little humor behind bars? Sure.
I'm known for keeping everybody laughing around here.
Okay.
And so I want to share my gift with the world.
All right.
Okay.
Can you tell us a joke?
Yeah. Okay. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Home invasion robbery. Yeah, thank you.
Might be unique to the prison.
Yeah. Give me your money, or I'll do your wife in front of you.
I believe we've got a winner.
Why did a chicken cross the road?
I don't know.
To get raped in the shower.
Yeah.
Word.
Wow.
Yeah.
That may not play on the outside quite as well.
How many prisoners take to change a light bulb?
I don't know.
Shut up. Bitch.
I think you're the winner.
Thank you, Leon. Thank you. Appreciate
wow,
that.
He's good.
Yeah. And lastly, our competition is John Michael Carter. He's in for embezzlement.
Okay.
John, you want to talk to these fellows?
Embezzlement.
Hello.
Hi, John.
Hi. How are you?
Good. You're participating in this?
Yes. I've told I have to, and so I do. I just wanted just to help.
You have to?
Yes. Okay.
What is your particular talent?
I am a trained knife thrower.
You're a trained knife thrower.
Yes, I spent some time in a circus, and I was able to throw knives with a great accuracy.
Okay, but they're not going to. I mean, they're certainly not going to let you have knives in prison for the
show.
Well, right?
I'm in for embezzlement. I am not a violent offender, so they're actually letting me use the knives.
Okay, I'm surprised. Okay,
so, I'll show you how accurate I can be with my target.
All right, what are you going to do?
All right, let's get him. All right, I got the guards. Let's get out of here.
Wait.
Let's
wait,
what?
Is this?
Go break.
Is it prison?
Let's go. Let's go. What? Let's break. Come on. Let's go. Let's go.
This has gone terribly wrong.
This may have been a bad idea in retrospect.
I hope they hear this. Hey, Ralph Garman with the Showbiz Beat on the Kevin and Bean Show. What's going on?
We've got Snooki.
Yeah.
Forget about Lindsay Lohan's post-jail interview. How about Snooki's post-jail interview?
Yeah.
So you know the star of Jersey Shore went inside the big house for disorderly conduct, and by went inside, I mean they put her in the drunk tank until she sobered up and she paid a fine and left.
That mugshot will haunt my dreams.
Ooh, I want to see.
Oh, you haven't seen it yet?
Uh-uh.
It's awesome.
She's hot.
She really is. Just ask her. Asked whether Snooki thought she'd be back in jail again or not, she said, no, I'm too pretty to be in jail.
Oh, my God.
I was joking when I said she's hot. I know.
Wow.
She wasn't.
Wow.
I don't know why people are taking it so seriously, she said. I was a public nuisance. Big deal. You can't even contain me, she said. When I was in there, I was like, can I come out? I can't breathe.
Oh, dear.
Not a fun place. I will never go back, she says.
Can I come out? I can't breathe. What kind of
prison did they put her in?
Okay. Underwater?
Dry cleaning bag prison?
You know what she's not? Pretty.
Pretty. She's the opposite of pretty. Weezer's new album has a title. It's coming out on September the 14th. It is called Hurley. If that name sounds familiar to you, you think, hey, wait a minute, that's the character Jorge Garcia played on Lost. You'd be right. In fact, Rivers Cuomo liked a photo of Jorge smiling so much, he decided to put it on the album cover. And then once he saw that, he said, we have to call this album Hurley.
That's awesome.
And so that's what the album is, Hurley.
But doesn't that seem like that's the kind of in-joke between band members? Wouldn't it be funny if we just named the album Hurley? And then you get serious and you sit down and go, all right, but what are we really going to call it?
That's the magic of Weezer.
But they're the guys that name it like the Red album, yeah, the Green
Weezer,
album. I mean,
Weezer 1, Weezer 2, Weezer 3.
Really? I mean, they don't... That's what I like about them. They'll name it Hurley.
They don't take themselves too seriously. They've named their album Hurley. The first song that's coming off the disc, the first track, is called Memories. And Bean had heard it. Kevin and I hadn't had a taste, so we thought we'd find it and let play it for you. Here's a new Weezer.
Is he talking about the island?
Yeah, that's what he's talking about.
Memories make me want
to
be
there again.
That's awesome.
No, that's good.
They don't make a bad song.
They really don't.
A few bands.
Susan Boyle is ready to shock the world.
Hot.
Playboy? This story just keeps getting better. Omar's going to lose his mind. Apparently, she's going to do a guest spot on Glee.
Not on Glee, no. Oh, no.
And when she appears there, the kids of Glee are going to give her a fabulous on-screen makeover.
I'm
guessing the gay kid spearheads this effort.
Yeah.
And then they're going to make Subo over, and then she's going to be glamorous. And then she's going to sing. Sing like she's never sung before.
Aren't you limited to what you have to work with Subo?
Yes.
We have to call her Subo?
Yes.
All right. I mean, you could take Stan Winston and his special effects crew and give them a year, and they couldn't do much with Susan Boyle. Let's be honest.
Bean with the rare Stan Winston reference.
Nicely done.
By the way, he's the guy who put together all the special effects on Terminator and some of those other movies, Alien versus Predator and stuff like that. Passed away. Special effects genius Stan Winston.
So maybe not the best choice.
I'm just saying.
Perhaps another name would have been more appropriate.
I'm impressed.
Who's your guy? Rick Baker?
Rick Baker
would have been a better reference.
Special effects makeup.
Because he's alive.
Oscar winner and alive.
Right.
Alive better and trend. I think 8 Oscars.
We can fix that in post.
All right.
Just saying. Stan Winston, everybody. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthday, shall we? Oh, speaking of, I wasn't speaking about this at all, but it is Tuesday. I wanted to mention real quickly what the new CDs and DVDs are in case you wanted to pick up something new. Order of the Black by Black Label Society is a new CD. Yep, it's right.
Why the order got to be black?
31 Minutes to Take Off by Mike Posner.
DVD. Is that because you're too cool for me, dude?
Cooler than me guy.
Yeah,
cooler
I don't like that guy.
You don't like him?
No, I don't.
Because he's cooler than you?
Oh, yeah, you're cooler than me.
Speaking of being cooler than people and starting the smack talk, and we are moving along nicely with the Michael Clark Duncan Kevin.
No, we're not going to fight. Are we setting that up?
No.
That's great. It's progressing nicely because I just got an email from some of his friends.
No, we were just mouthing off.
That he trains with at the Gracie Academy.
No.
I'm not sure if you're familiar with the Gracie family or not. In the academy, they run down there in Torrance, but apparently that's where Michael Clark Duncan trains,
and
some of his training partners heard the break and said they're going to talk to Michael and see if we can't match. Kevin can talk to him about his baseball prowess, and then we can get in the ring and we can settle things.
We were just joking and making ha-ha.
Were we?
Yeah, well, that's all.
My man Michael doesn't think it's quite so funny.
Well, he does throw like a girl.
See, you're just
look at him.
You're just making things worse for yourself.
No, you know how he can reverse that is not throw like a girl. He doesn't have to beat me up.
Right,
let's get a ball and say throw it.
Yeah. But instead of getting in your car and driving away, you are standing there poking a beehive. That's what you're doing right now.
Right. All right, listen. I'm not going to fight Michael Clark Duncan.
Oh, you said an hour ago he would just slap you with a little white glove and dance around the ring. That's what you said.
He did say that.
That's what you said when we talked about it last time.
I was trying to be funny.
I would just like to see whether he pulls out his little white glove or his giant black fist and pummels you with that.
It's really just joking.
I think it's going to be very funny.
I've made a lot of jokes today. I didn't mean most of them.
I think this match is going to be very funny.
Okay. All right, I don't see it happening.
We're just going to put that together for charity, for the kids.
No.
You have a charity?
Yes.
The Friends and Helpers Society.
It's for abuse, though.
There you go.
I don't want to get abused.
You will get abused.
I don't want to get abused.
You can better relate to the people you're helping, and we'll also raise some money for a good cause.
Don't you feel like Michael Clark Duncan in the ring with Kevin, he could reduce Kevin to something the size of which would fit in your glove compartment.
Yes. He will turn him into Silly Putty.
But at least it would only take 4 seconds.
Well, then we can all go out and
have
a cocktail afterwards.
You're going to fight? Look, you can't mouth off like that.
I didn't say he's a girl. I said he threw like a girl.
And ran like a girl.
He did run like a girl.
And in the ring, he would hit you with a little white glove and dance around.
That was a joke.
It's going to be very funny, I think.
But aren't you now running like a girl away from your obligation and your responsibility?
Absolutely.
Well, I think.
Yeah.
You know, it's for the kids.
It's not for the kids.
DVDs,
it is for the kids.
DVDs, Steve Carell and Tina Fey in Date Night, and Death at a Funeral starring Chris Rock, Tracy Morgan, and Danny Glover.
I can't believe you said all that about him, Mike. That's ridiculous that you would say that.
I'm out of time. So other people who had birthdays today, happy birthday.
Happy
Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat on the Kevin and Bean Show. And, of course, when you're not on the air, you're working in the other room as your part-time job as a boxing promoter.
Yes.
How is that? Are we getting closer to the main event?
The fans are starting to get whipped into a needed frenzy,
There's
I would
no
say.
Fight. There's no fight.
It's a fight,
There's
and it's going to happen.
Fight. There's no fight.
There's a fight, a black and a white.
It's true, but there's no fight.
And Michael Clark Duncan's people, we're in the middle of a conversation now. We're trying to get things set up between... A battle between Michael Clark Duncan and our own Kevin of the Kevin and Bean Show. And it's going to be for the kids. It's all for the kids.
It's so exciting. It's like when we were in Comic-Con for the Expendables interview where we had Stone Cold Steve Austin and Randy Couture, two giants from different worlds together for the same at the same time. That's what it's like with Kevin and Michael Clark Duncan.
That's what we're putting on the posters. When Titans Collide is going to be the name of the fight. And we're
happening.
Looking for a venue as we speak.
There's not going to be a fight.
Okay. But it's going to happen. It's so we're very excited. I don't see how there could not be a fight, Kevin, after you called him a girl and said you could kick his ass.
Those are fighting words. I know.
In the ring, he would probably slap you with a little white glove and run
around. Well, that was a joke.
Well, it's not going to be a joke to Michael, I don't think. I'm thinking he's going to take some
umbrage. Can't I just make jokes without having to follow through?
Not at the expense of a talented and successful actor like Michael
Clark
Duncan.
He's talented and a successful actor.
And
I'm fine with that.
And he's going to...
And he throws like a girl. That's all I said.
And he's going to wash his hands in your blood. That's all I said.
How much bigger and how much more does Michael Clark Duncan weigh than Kevin?
All the pounds.
He's about 3 times me.
Yes. Yeah. And that's why you should be careful who you talk smack about, because sometimes you got to pay the price.
Well, most times I don't have somebody who's in the room with me that will then run in the other room and start trying to stir up trouble.
Put together a match?
Right. That's ridiculous.
Well, you should know me better by now.
Because you knew I was just kidding.
Apparently, Michael trains at the Gracie Academy down in Torrance.
Only there?
You're familiar with the Gracie family, legendary jiu-jitsu family that, of course, one of the...
maybe the most.
The most famous
look
folks of that particular genre of martial arts.
Right.
And that's where he trains, and so we've been talking to some people down there who know Michael well.
Hey, I kickboxed for 3 years.
There you go. That's why it's a fair fight.
I think so.
You kickboxed for 3 years. He is 700 pounds, 8 feet tall, and is a jiu-jitsu expert. Dave said, he would hit Kevin in the ribs once, and Kevin's spine would explode.
How dare you?
We have to do this.
No, we don't!
We have to do this.
We're not doing it.
I'd start training. That's all I would do
if I were you. I'm not fighting anyone. Just because he throws like a girl doesn't mean I need to fight him.
You see? Wow. You keep stoking the fire. Say no, 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 and then you swat the wasp's nest again.
Does he throw like a girl, Mike?
Like a big-time girl.
Thank you. Mike wants to fight him.
That's not all you said, though.
When
we originally talked about it.
Right, and then you made
cast
a joke.
All sorts of aspersions about his manhood his strength. And I said, you're getting a fight. Oh, I'd kick his ass. You said all kinds of things now you're going to have to back
up. But I say all that stuff every day, and no one takes it seriously because I'm not serious.
Every day you do say Michael Clark Duncan's a girl.
No,
I have heard that. Either on the air or off, I've heard you say every day that I've known
you. I didn't say he was a girl. I said he throws like a girl, which is true.
Did you say you could kick his ass?
Maybe in joking. Maybe in passing as a joke. Maybe.
I don't think I could. I don't find it very funny.
I wouldn't want to hurt him. You know?
No.
This is going to be the sweetest thing that ever happened.
How dare you?
We should make it a pay-per-view event.
No, because then America's sweetheart gets knocked down and they're all mad at me.
This is going to be like Mayweather Pacquiao.
Oh, come on! Those kinds of jokes aren't helping!
All right, let's get to showbiz news, shall we?
Please.
Sad news. Rachel Bilson and her fiancé Hayden Christensen apparently have broken up. People magazine confirms that they have ended their engagement. Rachel still cares deeply about Hayden, said her representative. However, she did see the most recent Star Wars films and can no longer be in a relationship with him.
She hadn't seen him before then?
No, apparently she just caught him on DVD. So There's no luck.
That's rough.
LA Times says we'll know in the next couple of weeks or so whether the LA County Sheriff's Department will take the Mel Gibson Oksana Grigorieva case to prosecutors. They have to figure out whether they will file charges or not against Mel Gibson for domestic violence. Insiders say the case is complicated by the fact that Mel's camp is claiming Oksana was trying to extort money from him, which makes it less of a clear-cut decision whether to file those charges or not. But we'll have to wait and see what they decide.
It's just my opinion, but
I believe that, as it seems to be the truth.
Even if that's the case, if he hit her, he should be brought up on charges.
Of course he should. Omarosa?
I don't care.
Okay.
Omarosa of The Apprentice is apparently dating a strapping young actor by the name of Michael Clark Duncan.
Well, that guy is super manly.
He's the greatest guy I've ever been with, Omarosa says. I'm madly in love. So apparently the two were recently spotted. Well, couldn't be recently, but they said they were spotted initially at a Lakers game together. And that's where people started talking about their relationship. And now they've been quietly dating for several months.
I understand as a gift, she wants Kevin's head on a stick.
Yeah, well, dare you. That won't be hard. The only hard part would be carrying the stick.
What size stick are you going to have for my head?
His head is on it. It'd be like trying to navigate one of those balloons they use in the Thanksgiving Day parade with Macy's.
Did I tell you guys about wearing the 3D glasses at Step Up 3D?
You mentioned they were a little snug on your head.
Oh, my God. By the end of the day, I think all of the blood was gone from my head and I was passed out.
You do have a giant melon.
And I always, the last time I put them on, I'm like, why are they so huge?
Oh, my God.
They're rattling around Lisa's head.
Yeah.
Just pinching my head into about an inch.
Weezer's got a new album in the works. September 14th is the release date.
Rivers throws like a girl, by the way.
Its title is Hurley. Apparently, Rivers saw a large photo of Jorge smiling and loved it so much he wanted to put it on the cover of their album. Once that decision was finalized, he said, we got to call the album Hurley. And so, let it be written, so let it be done.
That's a weird choice.
It is a strange choice. We've got new music from Weezer. We've got a little taste of the first single that'll be coming off. That disc called Memories. I think it's cool.
Take I do, too.
You want to hear it?
Yes.
Take a listen. Remember that Blondie song?
No.
Reminds me of that Blondie song.
I don't, but that song
sounds
good.
One of my favorite Blondie songs.
I don't think I've ever heard a Weezer song that I hated.
No.
They just don't make them.
They are, you know what it is? It's the ultimate summertime music.
Yeah, it really
if
is.
If you've got a convertible and you drop your top and put a Weezer album in there, you are guaranteed to have a good time.
Lisa, drop your top.
No.
Drop your
top,
really
Lisa.
Like it.
Drop it.
I really
drop
like it.
That Brody Jenner and Avril Lavigne are still together.
All right.
You know, recently he proved his love by having his lady's name tattooed on his arm. Well, apparently People Magazine has photos of another accessory he's added to his Avril-themed look. He's got a new mohawk that he's sporting. Very trendy, by the way, the mohawk.
Yeah.
Glad that's coming back. And on the side of his head, he has her initials shaved into the side of his head.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Mm.
This is doomed.
Yeah.
Well, that's less permanent than a tattoo, but still, you look like an ass. First of all, for having a mohawk. And secondly, for carving your girlfriend's initial into your head.
Yeah.
I was watching our friend Joel McHale on The Soup the other night, and he had a clip of some new Playboy show. What is it, Ralph? Is there some show about the people who don't get to live in the mansion, but they're in the starter house next door?
The Bunny House.
Like the Bunny House, right.
There's a starter house? Where they keep the playmates and the girls who are working on the magazine, there's a separate guest house where they get to lodge.
I like it.
It's called the Bunny House.
So, Jaden, is that her name? Or Jade, who was on The Hills, is a playmate.
Nicole,
very hot. She used to date Brody Jenner. So, because they were young in love, and that's going to last forever. His name is Brody Jenner. Remember that.
Yes.
She got his initials tattooed on the inside of her mouth.
Yeah, inside her bottom mouth. Her bottom lip. She's got BJ.
So she opens her mouth, and the letters B and J are inside her mouth.
That's forever.
That's what she did.
Yeah. Now, why would you have to change that, by the way?
You wouldn't.
That's good. But
no
she changed it to L&L for Live and Learn. That's what she had it doctored up to look like.
She did?
She covered it up.
Same girl has respect about a millimeter above her genitalia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I do respect
I do too.
That region of her body.
I respected it quite often, looking at pictures.
It's a good region.
It sure is.
It's deserving of respect.
Good region. Good reach, as we say. Today's celebrity birthdays. Rosanna Arquette is 51 years old today of the acting Arquette family. I wonder if her brother ever got that sex change operation, whether he went full bore or not. Remember he was working on that?
I do, yeah.
He was on The Surreal Life.
Yep.
What was his name? Christmas Arquette? What the hell
was
his name?
It was Christmas.
Christmas, wasn't it? Antonio Banderas.
Aye, aye, aye.
Also known as Puss in Boots.
Could you take him, Kevin?
Of course. Who can't Kevin take?
You know that's my default answer by comedy, right?
Well,
you guys know that, right?
We know it.
We know it. I don't know if Michael Clark Duncan.
Well, he should.
Or not. Well, maybe we'll just get him on the air and you guys can discuss it. How about that? That'll be the first step.
Let's not.
And if things get settled peaceably, then we don't need to go any further. However, if the sparks fly, I think let the fists fly. That's what I always say. That's my motto.
I don't want to hurt him.
Oh man, this is going to be spectacular. I just want to see Kevin in a giant headgear, just like 4 feet wide, just on his giant melon.
I'm going to be running through Tijuana at full speed trying to get away.
Michael Bivins of Belle Biv DeVoe and New Edition is 42 years old today. Actress Angie Harmon celebrates her 38th birthday. And Ryan Eggold from 90210 celebrates his 26th birthday. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. Tomorrow morning, an all-new program. We have Amber Tamblyn on the program. She's going to tell us how she's joining house.
Love her. Love that.
Yeah. Great show. New internet roundup for you. We have comedian and Roastmaster General Jeffrey Ross on the program tomorrow talking about the David Hasselhoff roast.
Can't wait.
That's going to be a tough one. We have smokeout tickets for you. Mm-hmm. Another game. We have Jason Schwartzman in the studio,
who
we love. And your relative is in porn. We didn't have time for that today, so. If you have a relative in porn, we'd like to talk to you tomorrow morning on an all-new Kevin and Bean Show.
Don't go away. Cat Corbett's up next with 40 Minutes Nonstop K-Rock. Speaking of the new Weezer song, Memories, we'll play that for you in just a few minutes, along with some Rage Against the Machine, Foo Fighters, Dirty Heads, and more after this.